Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
Stock Drawer State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Drawer State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They are here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And along with studio engineer Bobby Enneking and Crendon Prophet, Wade Gershner with you from the Rock Chalk Park here at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, the second of two state semifinals in 3A play earlier today, Southeast Lane, a game you could have heard here on 103.9, winning 2-1 over Jeff West. Jeff West will play for third tomorrow, Southeast Lane play a championship on Friday. And, of course, this next semifinal, I'll tell you more about it in a moment, between Silver Lake and Haven. We do want to tell you that Rossville in Class 2-1A baseball losing to the number one seed TMP, Thomas More Prep out of Hayes by a final of 6-2. So Rossville played for third. TMP will play for the championship against either Pittsburgh Colgan or Frankfort. Pittsburgh Colgan and Frankfort will play here in a little while on our sister station, 92.1 KMZA. And it's a big day for Silver Lake Eagle fans because not only is the softball team playing today in Lawrence, but the baseball team, the 8th seed, we'll take on Russell Victoria, the 4 seed, at 3:30 later this afternoon on 96.9 The Pulse. So 5 area teams on our radio stations today. Unfortunately, our 2 area teams have lost today so far. Silver Lake will try to change that here in the second semifinal against the Haven Wildcats. And Crendon, Haven is having their best year ever, a school record 28 wins. They're 28-2. They are a team, a program that's been to state 11 different times, but they have never won a state championship. And Silver Lake, meanwhile, they have quite a few championships, 13 to be exact, for softball, and they've been state runner-up 6 times. Silver Lake so close the last 2 years, losing to Frontenac 2 years ago 3-0 and 9 innings 2-1. And Silver Lake already won the volleyball title in October. Silver Lake girls basketball team won the championship in March in Hutchinson, and now the softball team trying to make it 3 state championships for a 3A school from Silver Lake in one school year for the girls would be mighty impressive.
I'll tell you what, you can't beat success, and you can't beat culture that comes along with that success, and Silver Lake has that long tenure of culture, great coaching, great athletes that come from the program, and they're utilized to their full potential. And we see that. We see that from these girls. We see them as multi-sport athletes, whether it's on a basketball court or it's on the volleyball court. And then you come out to the softball field. I mean, these are athletes. I mean, they are great. And 1-9, this order today for Silver Lake, you know, they're going to try to help this team get over the hump, over this number 2 seed, and meet that number 1 Southeast Saline in the championship.
Silver Lake, how did they get here, you may ask? Well, when it comes to regional time, they played some of their best ball of the season. They shut out Fairleigh Compton 6-0 after defeating Holton in the first round 6-0. And then the regional final at Silver Lake, they beat Hiawatha 6 innings 12-2. And then on Monday, they absolutely destroyed Colby, number 60, 10-0 game called due to the run rule after 5, as Taylor Liggett, the sophomore shortstop, was 4-for-4 in that game with 4 RBI, including a bases-clearing triple to drive in 3. Kaylin Haney was 3-for-4. Mariah Horton was 2-for-3. McKenna Harris, a key 2-run single in the first against Colby. And Riley Moeller, the junior pitcher for Silver Lake, their workhorse, she was magnificent. You know, just 1 hit, 5 innings, struck out 10, and walked just 1, faced 2 batters over the minimum as Silver Lake cruised to the victory. Silver Lake is 26-4 on the season, 18-2 in the Big East League. That was good for a league title for the second year in a row. They've won 8 games in a row. Their only losses to Holton on March 30th, 12-10. Rossville on April 6th, 12-10. Rossville, of course, made 2-1A state. And their last losses were on April 28th. They were swept at Wamego in a doubleheader, 5-0 and 9-5. Wamego, though, is in the 4A state semifinals. So it's not like Silver Lake lost to anybody that's really bad at all. They lost to high-quality competition. They beat Jeff West twice this year, 7-3, 3-2. Of course, Jeff West nearly knocked off the one seed earlier today, Southeast Saline, but fell in that one 2-1. And Crinden, I think one of the things that you have is you have an up-and-comer in Haven, the Wildcats, that have been to state multiple times. They were at state the last time in 23. They were third in 07 and 18 and 21 and 23, so they've been able to get to that second and third day of the tournament. And they were state runner-up back-to-back years in 4A Division II in 16 and 17, but they haven't been able to quite get over the hump. Silver Lake, of course, has been able to do that many times, although Silver Lake hasn't been able to win at all since 2018.
Yeah, and again, this is a team that hit for Haven, that hit their 500 career win earlier on in the season. And again, these two teams, you know, pretty good success. Silver Lake, though, of course, having more success over the last couple of years. And I really think this game's going to come down to, you know, the at-bats, the 1-9 in the order. We saw that last game being a very big pitcher-v-pitcher matchup. And I think it's going to kind of go back to this game as well with, you know, Moeller having the start in the circle there for Silver Lake and then for Haven, Bronner.
So Silver Lake trying to move on to the state championship game for the third consecutive year. Haven trying to win their first state championship. We'll need 2 wins to accomplish that. It's Haven Silver Lake, the second of 2 state semifinals, Class 3A from KU. We'll be back after this 2-minute timeout on 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is Giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go Giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow. There's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We Gershner, couldn't profit back with you from Lawrence as Silver Lake warming up on the field in their maroon uniforms with the gold numerals and trim. Well, we told you about Silver Lake coming in with a record of 26-4. They're in the state tournament for the third consecutive year. And in school history, this is their 29th state tournament appearance in just 36 years with their softball program. 13 state titles, six state runner-ups, including the last couple of years. Haven, meanwhile, the number two seed, led by head coach Darren Ashworth in his 18th year. Glossy record, 338 wins, just 82 losses. He coached baseball at Elkhart, went 119-23, so he's a winner. And speaking of winning, this Haven team, a school record, 28 wins. They're just 28-2, just two losses. They won the Central Kansas League for the sixth time in the last 8 years, and they are led by a star pitcher, Avery Bronner, who's thrown 101 innings, and she's 16-1, has a school record for wins with 77. She has over 500 strikeouts in her career, and she's an outstanding hitter as well. But they have a senior shortstop, Morgan O'Neill, who was first-team All-State last year. They have Maisie Warden, a senior center fielder, was first-team All-State a year ago. So Haven certainly has weapons. Haven got here via regionals with three straight wins over Fredonia 19-9, Halstead 11-4, got by Osage City in the championship 9-6. And then Monday in Emporia, the two-seed Haven knocked off the seven-seed Baxter Springs by a final of 8-4. The Wildcats trailed in the third inning, but came through with the victory, and Avery Bronner went a complete game, struck out 14 batters in the first-round victory for Haven. Haven's beaten three state qualifiers, Colby, TMP, and Inman. This is their 11th state tournament appearance. They made it to state in 93, 95, 07, and then five straight years, I should say, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, made it in 21, 23, and, of course, this year. And once again, they've never won a state title. They've been third on four occasions and state runner-up two other occasions. They've been in the regional finals 14 times in school history, 11-3 in those regional finals, and they've been in the regional championship 10 of the last 11 years. They played some good teams this year. They have four wins against teams that have 20 or more victories, and they're 17-2 versus winning teams. So Haven is not going to be intimidated today against Eagles of Silver Lake. Silver Lake, Riley Moeller will be the pitcher for the Eagles. She's been fantastic. ERA at 1.68, 123 Ks on the year. Magnificent's Colby, five innings, one hit, no runs, 10 Ks, and a walk. The Silver Lake team, they've got speed at the top of the lineup, three left-handed batters to lead off at Kaylin Haney, Sailor Liggett, and Savannah Windy. Zweiger and Hyman are the run producers in the middle of the lineup, and they've been deep in this order. Mariah Corton is hitting 371 with four homers, and she's your number nine hitter. So, Krenda, we talk about the depth of the lineup that Silver Lake has. When you're an opposing pitcher, sometimes you go, oh, we're facing the bottom of the order. I can relax a little bit. No problem here. That's not the case when you face this Eagle batting order.
Yeah, and you have 8 out of 9 on your team that bat over 300, multiple of them batting over 400, a team average of 374. I mean, this is a team that, you know, can, you know, really blow the socks off anyone when it comes to the batting average and then batting in general with 81 extra base hits on this season. So, you know, for Haven's standpoint, Bronner's going to have to pitch a really good game from that circle, and she cannot let any of these batters get ahead of any of those counts, because I tell you what, cookies are not going to slice past these Eagles today. They're going to take any of those, and they're going to send them out towards the outfield.
Silver Lake went undefeated at home this year, and we mentioned their four losses to really good softball teams. And the Silver Lake softball tradition, that started in 1989 under, believe it or not, the great football coach at Silver Lake, C.J. Hamilton, started the program back in 89. Nine straight state tournament appearances from 89 to 97. Five straight championships, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, under head coach Bob Craig. And during that span, Silver Lake won 18 games in a row at state. Not 18 regular season games in a row, 18 straight games at state. Then in 1999, Brad Womack, who is superintendent, who is retiring this after this school year, he, in his first stint, led Silver Lake to a title in 99. He led them to a title again in his second stint as a head coach in 2009. Dave Boxberger led Silver Lake to back-to-back titles in softball in 04 and 05. Mark Workman then led Silver Lake to four titles, a three-peat, 13, 14, 15, and in 2018. And Nick Hamilton, the head coach for Silver Lake in his seventh year, he was an assistant on that 13 state championship team, and he also was a part of those other title teams, and then became the head coach in 19. Silver Lake was runner-up to Frontenac in 19, runner-up to Cheney in 21, runner-up to Frontenac in 24, runner-up to Frontenac again last year. So Coach Hamilton's been to four state championship games, but hasn't been able to crack through as a head coach to win a state title. And as I was talking with him the other day in Salina, Crandon, he talked about the team in 2020 didn't get a play. COVID stopped everything, of course, as we know. And baseball and softball, spring sports didn't even happen. And he said, we were the team to beat in the state. We were loaded from top to bottom. And Silver Lake really feels like they would have won a state title that year. But they didn't get to play. COVID wrecked that. Silver Lake, as a result, has not won a state title since 2018. But they do have 13 state championships. And they are tired of being second, as they've been the last 2 years. And the good news for them is they won't face Frontenac again. Jeff West took care of that on Monday, beating the two-time defending champs 4-2 in 8 innings. So Silver Lake hopes to be the new state champion in 3A softball. Haven is going to do their best to prevent it. We're going to take a one-minute break, a quick one-minute timeout here, and then we'll give you the batting orders for both teams as it's Silver Lake and Haven at 103.9 KNZA MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction. Concrete by design.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with student engineer Bobby Enneken, Wade Gershner, Crinda Prophet, back with you. Rosha Ballpark here at the University of Kansas, Rock Chalk Park. Beautiful facility. You have field turf in the outfield and left field, right field lines. And then real dirt on the infield. 200 down the left field line, 200 feet to the right field line, 220 to clear the fence in straightaway center field. Temperatures in the low to mid 80s here this afternoon. And wind, not a major factor. A slight breeze going out the left field. We've seen that wind or breeze change during our first semifinal earlier today when Southeast Saline knocked off Jeff West by a final of 2-1. Silver Lake is the 3 seed, the lower seed, Haven the 2 seed. So Haven will be the home team. Silver Lake, the visitor on the scoreboard. Silver Lake starts 5 seniors, 2 juniors, and 3 sophomores. Head coach Nick Hamilton and the assistant coaches for Silver Lake, Russ Kopp and Sonia Presgrove. It's the normal starting lineup for the Eagles. Kayla Haney, a senior center fielder, leading off. Sailor Liggett batting second, the sophomore shortstop. Batting third and playing left field, junior Savannah Windy. Hitting cleanup, the senior catcher, Kayla Zweigert. Paige Hyman bats fifth, plays first base, a senior. Batting sixth and pitching, the junior, Riley Molis. Batting seventh and playing third base, who is the designated player, McKenna Harris, a senior. Audrey Kirk bats eighth, a senior at second base. Third baseman, Ryan Corton, is a sophomore, but she will not play in the field. At least she hasn't here recently. And then Peyton May is the flex player who will play right field, a sophomore for Silver Lake. So it's Kaylin Haney, Taylor Liggett, Savannah Windy, Taylor Zweigert, Paige Hyman, Riley Moeller, McKenna Harris, Audrey Kirk, Ryan Corton. That is the batting order 1-9 for Silver Lake. For Haven, it'll be Maisie Warden. She is a senior. She is the leadoff batter for Haven. Center fielder, the pitcher, Avery Bronner, who is an absolute stud. She is a senior batting second. Batting third, senior shortstop, Morgan O'Neill. Batting fourth, Paige O'Neill, a freshman, designated player. Batting fifth, playing second base, sophomore Ella Bontrager. Kaylee Heaney-Hake is the junior left fielder, batting sixth. Hitting seventh and catching, the freshman, Riley Myers. Batting eighth, a senior, and right field, Sierra Yoder. Aubrey Nickel, the third baseman, a junior, bats ninth. And Carly Cooprider, senior, is the flex player, and she will start out at first base. So, once again, it is Warden, Bronner, O'Neill, Bontrager, Heaney-Hake, Myers, Yoder, and Nickel. For the head coach of Haven, Darren Ashworth, assistant coaches, Jeff Bronner, and Bailey Bourne. Coaches meeting at home plate along with it appears to be the 5 seniors for Haven. Haven has some bright colors. They have the black jerseys with the gold stripe all the way across the front with Haven in black across the front of the chest with the gold sleeves, the gold pants, with the black socks. So they are black and gold. Reminds you of Hornets from Florida State University. So Haven, the Wildcats, that's their attire. And Silver Lake in their maroon with the gold pinstripes, the gold numerals, the lettering with the Silver Lake scripted on the front, underlined below. And we saw earlier, Crendon, Jeff West, Southeast Saline, that both starting pitchers are really outstanding coming in. We're able to work around some early jams and settle down. You kind of wonder who's going to strike first in this game.
Of course, two upperclassmen, and we saw that in the last game, too. A senior-junior matchup stays the same here with the junior coming from Silver Lake and Mueller and Ron representing as the senior from Haven. I really think, again, just when we talked about that in the first game, it's all about setting the tone. Both these teams have tone setters as pitchers and batters. It's all about how you come out in that first inning. And, you know, both teams here, they play pretty equally on this season. It's going to be a fun one to watch.
Today's game is presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. We also appreciate our sponsors, the Silver Lake Softball, 103.9 KNZA, and they include Silver Lake Community Foundation, Stock Growers State Bank, Silver Lake Booster Club. I got cards in Silver Lake, NextGen Cattle Company, Horak Legacy Group, Mammoth Sports Construction, who put this field together for KU and many of their other fields, including the football field. Silver Lake Animal Health Center, Risk by Bryant, and Schwartz Investment Partners. Couldn't do it without the sponsors to make this radio coverage possible from state on 103.9 and MSC Sports Radio Network. We can tell you Class 2-1A State Boys Baseball, TMP knocked off Rossville today 6-2. TMP 29-1. They'll move on a championship at 6:40 on Friday at Thornton Family Stadium in Manhattan at K-State University. Rossville, 24-5, will play for a third tomorrow at 3:30 in Manhattan. 3A boys semifinals, Silver Lake and Russell Victoria will battle in Manhattan at 3:30 later this afternoon. That'll be on 96.9 The Pulse. Brandon Sadler will have the call for you. Gerard Burlington, the other semifinal. And Class 2-1A softball, Cedarvale versus Pittsburgh Colgan tomorrow at 11 o'clock here at KU. Mission Valley Uniontown at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And the 3A softball bracket, Southeast Saline has punched their ticket to the championship. They've never won a title at Southeast Saline. They won earlier today over Jeff West, 2-1. Southeast Saline's won 23 games in a row. Their best finish was runner-up in 2003. And what a regional final Southeast Saline Silver Lake had a year ago. Silver Lake got by Southeast 4-3 and then went all the way to the championship before falling to Frontenac in 9 innings, 2-1. Haven 28-2, Silver Lake 26-4. We are ready for softball. Hope you enjoy it here on MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gershner, Crendon Prophet with you. Beautiful day for baseball and softball across the state of Kansas and, of course, a state-of-the-art facility here in Lawrence. The big Jayhawk is out in the center field turf area, and we are ready to start this semifinal. Kaylin Haney to lead it off. She's a left-handed slap hitter. She will move forward in the box almost every single time, and when she bunts, she's really good at it. And she takes a pitch low and outside for ball one. Kaylin Haney, 495, 46 runs scored, 56 hits, 23 stolen bases, 3-for-4 in the win over Colby on Monday. If she hits the ball on ground, she's usually going to beat it out. Tremendous speed. The 1-0. Call strike inside corner. Count even, one ball, one strike from Avery Bronner. Bronner is absolutely fantastic. She's 16-1 on the year, 77 career wins, just 11 losses, has a couple saves this year. Right-handed pitcher versus left-handed batter comes home, and this one is popped foul into the netting just left of home plate. Bronner, 139 Ks this year, 575 in her career, ERA 2.76. Second team All-State pitcher as a freshman, sophomore, and junior. Could very well be All-State first team this year as she adjusts the laces on her left shoe. The outfield for Haven, it's Kaylee Heaney-Hake in center, Maisie Warden in center. Heaney-Hake is in left, Sierra Yoder in right. 1-2-2 the count on Haney. Aubrey Nichols at third, Morgan O'Neill at short, Ella Bontrager at second, Carly Cooprider at first, behind the plate, Riley Myers, and senior Avery Bronner is the pitcher. She has a softball in her mitt. She's ready to fire the 2-2 to Kaylin Haney. Kayleen slaps it foul and out of play to our left. The count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. On deck, Sailor Liggett, then Savannah Windy. Anybody gets on, Taylor Zweigert. Silver Lake, 3 batters to start the game are all left-handed. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to short. They got to hurry with Kaylin Haney, and they do. No, they don't get her. The foot was pulled off the bag. The stretch over at first by Cooprider, but her foot came off the bag, and Kaylin Haney so many times reaches base to lead off an inning, and she does here again with an infield single.
Well, that's great speed, and that's what speed does. Morgan O'Neill there kind of hurried there on that rush, and then in Cooprider too much of a stretch there. So I think that play just went a little too quickly there for Haven. But Haney using that nice speed there to kind of bring that up.
And here's the thing. You have to rush it every time Kaylin Haney hits the ball on the ground. And Haven knows it by scouting them that you got to come up firing and maybe rush it. The throw really wasn't that bad, but the first baseman on the stretch trying to get the ball in her mitt before Haney hits the bag, her foot came off the bag according to the umpire before she caught it. And the officials, the umpires get together as the head coach, Darren Ashworth, wanted them to talk it over. They do, and they stick with the original call. So Kaylin Haney with 23 stolen bases is aboard to lead off the game here in the top of the first. Just underway, Haven and Silver Lake, 3A girls softball semi. Winner gets Southeast for the championship Friday. Loser plays for third against Jeff West tomorrow. Kaylin Bluffs going to second, taking a pitch outside a ball. Taylor Liggett, wow, what a game she had on Monday against Colby. 4-for-4, 4 RBIs. She had a bases-loaded clearing triple. Also had a stolen base. She's hitting 365 on the year. Left-handed batter. Kaylin goes, and she is in easily to throw late to the right. And there was no way that the catcher Myers was going to throw out Kaylin Haney, her 24th stolen base of the year.
That was just really high. And also Myers behind the plate here for Haven. That's a young freshman catcher. And you know, she's really going to be tested here on these base paths from Silver Lake.
The Southeast Lean, we were talking about earlier in our first broadcast of the day that they're very aggressive on the base paths. Southeast was. Well, Silver Lake will do the same. The 2-0 pitch is outside. Ball three. Silver Lake offensively, 374 on the year. 329 hits, 81 of those for extra bases. They have 19 homers, 10 triples, 52 doubles. They've stolen 96 bases, only been caught 5 times all year long. And they're patient at the plate. 91 walks, just 112 Ks. And there's ball four. There's that patience. Liggett not swinging anything that was out of the zone. And Silver Lake picks up where they left off on Monday against Colby, where they scored 3 in the first, 3 in the second, 3 in the third, and 1-5, 10-0. Eagles 26-4 on the year, Haven 28-2. Here is Savannah Windy, the junior left fielder, hitting 367. 3 home runs, 32 driven in. 1-for-2, 2 RBIs against Colby on a Monday. Elaney at second. The pitch is upstairs. Ball one, a fastball from Bronner. And the runner over at first reaching on the free pass, Taylor Liggett. And on deck is Taylor Swigert, who leads the team in home runs with 7, and she also leads the team with 40 RBI. Outfield playing straight away. Pitches high and tight to Windy. And Bronner wants to talk to her freshman catcher because Bronner not happy right now, missing the strike zone and down an account 2-0. She has now thrown 6 consecutive balls.
Well, right now she's got 8 balls compared to 2 strikes. So right now trying to find that zone, find that location. We talked about it. Both these pitchers in this game are going to be kind of a little shaken up early on, and this is what Silver Lake knows, and they got to take advantage here early on top of the order.
The 2-0 pitch to Windy is outside. It gets past the catcher, and moving up to third is Kayla Haney, and going to second is Sailor Liggett. So the Eagles have runners at second, third, no one out. And Bronner trying to shake off a few nerves here. Haven, last time they State was 2023. Jeff West made it back-to-back years. Silver Lake for the third straight year. Southeast, seventh time in 12 years. And there's ball four as Windy showed bunt, pulled it back. And the bases are full of Eagles. And that brings up the cleanup hitter. This is why you have her in the cleanup spot. Taylor Zweigert, who is hitting 417, 7 home runs, 40 driven in, 11 doubles. So she has 18 extra base hits. She has power. And she has the bases loaded with nobody out to start this game. Leadoff single by Kaylin Haney, an infield single, and then back-to-back walks issued to Liggett and Windy from Bronner. And she's certainly...
We got a pitch
change. They're
going to
change already.
Yeah,
Holy
Paige O'Neill, freshman. They're going to put a freshman over this senior here.
Wow.
With the bases loaded. So that's an interesting early change to make on a game here.
That's an All-State pitcher that is coming out after facing 3 batters. We'll go ahead and keep it here because we'll tell you about Paige O'Neill. And I will say Paige O'Neill's numbers are pretty good. She's 11-1, three saves, ERA at 1.84. She struck out 97 in 68 innings of work. And she's been good at the plate as well. Had a three-run double to blow the game open against Baxter Springs on Monday. So Paige O'Neill will come in now to pitch, and Avery Bronner faces just three batters, does not retire or get an out. Walks two, gave up an infield single.
Only had 13 pitches, 10 of those which were balls. So, again, she just really struggled finding the strike zone. Coach says, all right, we're going to make an early adjustment here. Let's see what our freshman can do. And that's a big situation. They exploded in the early game, no else.
All right, so did Bronner come out of the game, or did she go to a different position defensively? I didn't see. Well, Paige O'Neill, she was a designated player. She is now the pitcher. So Coach Ashworth not messing around. A quick hook. And taking a pitch for a strike is Taylor Zweigert. Man, Avery Bronner coming in, 77 career wins, 16-1. All-state as a freshman, sophomore, junior, and after three batters, she has been pulled for a freshman who's very good. And Paige O'Neill misses with a fastball outside. One ball and one strike. But, I tell you, we talked about earlier in softball, you can win or lose a game in the first inning. Nobody out. Bases full of Eagles. Outfield playing regular depth. Here's a pop-up into shallow right center. Could be trouble. Coming over the center fielder makes the catch and tagging but not able to go. And now the throw over the catcher's head. And Kayla Haney comes across the score. So an air scores the first run of the ball game for Silver Lake. Haney scores. Liga goes to third. Windy to second. So Zweigert pops up to shallow center. The catch made by Warden, but then the throw home on the bluff tag forced the bad throw and an error on the overthrow of the catcher.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Warden really didn't even need to make that throw particularly at all. There was actually no need to make that throw, so that was a real big unforced error to let that first run to come through for Silver Lake.
That's a gift for Silver Lake. And on Paige Hyman bunts past the pitcher, coming down from third and scoring is Liggett. Hyman is out on a bang-bang play at first. So Silver Lake utilizing the bunt. And it's a sack bunt for Paige Hyman for the second out. But Liggett comes across the score, and Windy advances to third. That was a really good bunt. She got past the pitcher. Third baseman had to range to her left, which was Nickel, and she had really only play, and that was a go to first. Here's Riley Moeller, and this pitch over the head of the catcher, but ricochets right back to Myers. We saw that the Jeff West game, bad break for the Tigers, where the ball didn't hit the netting behind home plate. Normally the wild pitch and would score, hit off the padding, went straight back to the catcher, and the runner was out at the plate for the Tigers. 2-0 Silver Lake. They've only had one hit. That was infield single. It was sprayed into the netting to the right by Mulder. Riley, the pitcher for Silver Lake, a junior, hitting 409. One home run, 28 driven in, five doubles and a triple. Went the distance in the win over Colby in the circle. Five innings, one hit, 10 Ks, one walk. Runner at third with two out. The 1-1 pitch is fouled straight back by Riley Mulder.
And it's 1-3 on this team. They have over a 400 batting average. It just kind of tells you how dominant this 1-9 in the order are for Silver Lake. Shredder just have one, have over 400, but to have three, that's something special.
Here's the 1-2, the right-handed batter, Moeller. Paige O'Neill's the right-handed pitcher. Moeller, pop-up, right side, and it drops, and it gets by the right fielder, but Moeller will stay at first. Coach Cox says get back to the bag. Riley Moeller delivers a loop RBI single. Now the ball got past the pitcher. Moeller's going to try to advance a second, does, as the ball's not caught by the shortstop. And Haven's defense is super erratic right now. Not even getting the ball back in cleanly on the bloop single by Moeller. And so Riley alertly goes to second. That's the second error of the inning for Haven. That's an RBI single for Moeller. That did score Windy 3-0 Eagles.
This is clearly a team that's out of rhythm right now, and that's why there's a mound meeting in the circle right now. I mean, this team needs to get something going defensively. They just need to get this final out. But Silver Lake taking great advantage of it. Of course, the air that lets that one run score through. Paige Hyman, great sacrifice grounder. And then you have Moeller who follows it up. Great bloop down that right side. I mean, this is Silver Lake taking advantage of an opportunity, and that's how you get the state championships and better yet have a chance to win them.
I mean, Haven is absolutely shaken. They are rattled. They changed pitchers, and we're still in the top of the first. Three runs, two hits, couple of errors. a couple of walks, and here is McKenna Harris, a senior, playing third, swinging a miss at a fastball up in the zone. McKenna hitting .307, 28 hits, 9 stolen bases at a key, clutch, 2-out, 2-run single in the first inning against Colby on Monday in the first round of state at Salinas South. Mulder at second, reached on a single, and then went to second on an error. Ground ball, bounces off the shortstop's glove and into center field. Mulder rounds third, comes home, slides in. Harris advances a second on the throw home. The Eagles keep the turnstiles rolling at home with their fourth run in the top of the first. RBI single for McKenna Harris.
That's now three straight RBIs here for the Silver Lake Eagles, and now 2-for-4 in the game with runners in scoring position. I mean, they're moving. This train is going, and it's powerful right now for Silver Lake. They are continuing powering on. One thing I'm just curious about is, are we going to see Bronner come back in this game at all, or is this truly the decision to bring in this freshman pitcher in for your All-State senior? This is just such an interesting decision in the early part of this game, but regardless, Silver Lake, man, they are rolling.
Silver Lake has 4 runs. Going over something now they put up on the scoreboard. 4 runs for Silver Lake. They now have 3 hits. Kalen Haney started with infield single, beat out the throw at first, stole a base. And Liggett walked, Windy walked, and then a change of pitchers. Swigert, fly ball to center. Did not score the run initially, but an overthrow at home, so Haney scored on an error. Paige Hyman a sack bunt, that scored Liggett. Moeller RBI single scored Windy, and now Harrison RBI single scores Moeller. And Coach Ashworth out in the circle to talk to his freshman pitcher and his infield defense says, Haven is absolutely shell-shocked right now. We talked about how they have the colors that look like Hornets, the Emporia State Hornets. They've been stung as if the Silver Lake Eagles are the Hornet doing the stinging. As it's 4-0, top of the first, 2 outs, and the Eagles not done yet. Harris is over at second.
Yeah, no, it's unfortunate for Haven. They look like they've been stung, but it's Silver Lake who's gotten all the honey so far with the 4 runs coming from the top of the first. You just want to get out of this jam. We've already seen, what, 3 meetings already? Maybe 4 yeah. meetings in the circle? And in this first inning, I mean, that's not a good tale of a sign. I mean, no. In the early going of the game.
Yeah, it's never a good sign when you have multiple meetings in the circle.
In the first inning.
In the first inning. Or any inning, but really bad in the first. The Silver Lake 4 runs, 3 hits, have been a couple of errors by the Wildcats. And here is Audrey Kirk looking to add to this inning. And off-speed pitch called strike outside corner 0-1. Kirk hitting .368, 19 driven in, 5 doubles, 9 stolen bases, 25 hits on the season. She's been very solid defensively at second for Coach Nick Hamilton and this Eagle softball team. Ground ball to short, and it hits a runner, and Harris is out. So that ends the inning, but Silver Lake plates 4 runs on 3 hits. There were 2 errors and 1 left. At the end of half an inning, Silver Lake 4, Haven coming up. It's a state softball, 103.9 KNZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Lawrence. We go to the bottom of the first. Silver Lake 4 runs on 3 hits, helped by a couple of Haven errors, a couple of walks. And Haven even making a pitching change after 3 batters. Here's Riley Moeller in the circle for Silver Lake. Face Maisie Warden, a senior. Fastball way outside, ball 1. Warden hitting .432, 43 hits, 54 runs scored. 42 RBIs as a leadoff hitter. Career average is .433. First team All-State a year ago. 1-0 pitch is hit high, left field, foul territory. Wendy comes over and makes the catch before she runs into the wall. Great job by Wendy. And Warden flies out to left for the first out.
I think it's safe to say that Silver Lake has already kind of set the tone offensively. Now that sets the tone defensively. Yeah. Just an all-out body play by Wendy out in left field. That's exactly what pace Silver Lake wants to stay on here.
Bowler's had some dominant games, striking out a lot of hitters. She's had other games where she doesn't strike out many, but her defense has been splendid behind her. So here is Avery Bronner, the senior pitcher who was pulled after three batters. And a called strike, I think they said she actually went across the plate with the bat. Avery Bronner, 149 career hits, 33 doubles, 8 triples, 13 homers in her career, 125 ribbies. This year, 465 average with 39 RBIs. I'm hungry. 4 home runs as the fastball is upstairs. He also has extra base power, 8 doubles and 4 triples. So, Bronner, a really good pitcher who struggled and got pulled right off the bat. And she's a very good hitter as well. Gets her shot as a left-handed batter. 1-1, 1-out. Bottom of the first, 4-0 Silver Lake. Bronner, oh, good cut. Rips it into the net behind home plate for the foul ball, 1-2. Wind blowing out to left field. 200 down the line, 220 to straightaway center here at Rock Chalk Park at Orocha Ballpark. University of Kansas with the Jayhawk in center field on the turf that was put in by Mammoth Sports Construction. 2 balls, 2 strikes now on Bronner. You've tuned in a little bit late. Silver Lake 4 runs in the top of the first. The 2-2 delivery from the junior right-hander Moeller. Swing and a miss and a fastball up and away for the second out.
Yeah, nice riser brought there by Moeller. Just a swing and a miss by Bronner. You can already see the difference here in pitchers today. This young junior and Moeller coming up there with some nice velocity in her fastball. She's been working all sorts of zones here, all sorts of spots in the zones here in the circle.
So here is Morgan O'Neill, senior. Pop up. Right side, drifting to foul territory, coming over and unable to make the catch. Dropping it is Kirk, who's upset with herself. The ball was drifting a little bit away from her as she had to come from second base all the way over near the wall down the right field line. But she had room, and she knows that she should have made the play, but did not. So Morgan O'Neill survives to fight another day.
You know, people talk about offensive speed, but defensive speed matters too. You just see a lot of these fielders, infield, outfield, being able to chase a lot of these foul balls outside. And that just gives a big opportunity.
Foul ball straight back over the netting. 0-2 the count on Morgan O'Neill, the senior shortstop, hitting .451 in the year, 6 homers, 43 RBIs, 43 runs scored. She's walked 31 times. First team All-State last year as a junior. And she has the all-time school record for Haven softball and RBIs in a career with 175. The 0-2, jam to short. Liggett, the sophomore, fires and in time. Had a slight bobble, but able to handle it. And Silver Lake retires the Wildcats in order. At the end of one, 4-0 Eagles on 103.9 KMZA, MSC Sports Radio Network.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is Giant. Giant Pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling. Get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go Giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They're here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, today's game presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting GiantCOMM.net and become simply connected. To the top of the second, Silver Lake 4, Haven nothing. Due up for the Eagles, number 9 hitter, Mariah Corton, a sophomore, and then top of the order. Corton hitting 371, 4 home runs, 23 driven in. 6 doubles, 2 for 3 against Colby, couple of singles, takes the first pitch for a strike. From Paige O'Neill, who came on in relief of All-State pitcher Avery Bronner after 3 batters. Bronner did not record an out. And here's a line drive up the middle, base hit by Corton, who continues to swing a hot bat. She would hit 4 or 5 for a lot of teams, and she's hit 9 in this lineup. What a luxury, Coach Hamilton. And the leadoff batter is aboard, the 4th hit already for the Eagle offense. And here's Kaylin Haney, who singled, beat out an infield single. So the shortstop stole a base, came around to score in that 4-run first. So Silver Lake already to the top of the order for a second time, and we're in the top of the second. Kaylin Haney trying to bunt, and bunts it foul towards the Haven dugout. Haven, the home team, the higher seed, the 2 seed at 28-2, so they're set up camp in the third base dugout to our left. We are in the press box directly behind home plate, because that's just how cool we are. And here's the pitch that misses outside, a ball, 1-1. And then Silver Lake, of course, conversely, they are the visitor, the lower seed, the 3 seed. They are in the first base dugout to our right. Kaylin Haney, left-handed batter. A 1-1. And Kaylin tries to bunt and bunts it foul, upset with herself there. So down in the count. 1-2 is Kaylin Haney. Kaylin going to play basketball at Boise State University next year. 3A girls basketball player of the year. An amazing 4-year career for Coach Porter. A couple state championships, state runner-up. As Kaylin takes that pitch high. She also was a state medalist in golf. Her sister Kylie was, to some, a 3A volleyball player of the year. Amazing setter for Coach Johnson's team that won a state title in volleyball, of course. Haney's sisters on that basketball team won a state title back in March in Hutchinson. As this sprayed foul to the left, Kaylin Haney stays alive. 2 balls, 2 strikes on the Silver Lake leadoff hitter. So, Kaylin's had a remarkable 4-year high school career, no matter what the sport it is that she plays. She'll play basketball at Florida State. She slaps through this one foul behind home again.
She's working a hardy at bat, and you know that kind of tells her as a senior leader she knows how to work these at bats lengthily, and here she's working against a freshman in the circle. So try to get as many pitches as you can out of this. Try to work a hit.
The 2-2 offering is called strike 3 on the outside corner, and Corton going up the second steals it. I think they were a little bit surprised Corton took off. The throw was late.
The shortstop.
They're focused on the called strike 3. Framing the pitch was a freshman catcher Myers.
That's a great job by Corden, having that reaction, that realization, being able to get something positive out of that strikeout. Now she sets herself up in scoring position, which so far Silver Lake early on this game, 2 for 5.
And those are the little things. Moving up from first to second, being alert on the base pass. This pitch misses outside to Liggett, the shortstop. Saylor, a sophomore, walked and scored in that 4-run first. 4 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Silver Lake. Haven, no runs, no hits, a couple of errors. Back in the first. And Liggett slaps it to the left side for a base hit. Corton holds up at third. Coach Hamilton holds her. And Saylor Liggett has not been retired yet in the state tournament. She is now 5 for 5 with a walk and a run scored earlier. She was 4 for 4 against Colby. And here's Savannah Windy.
So one of the big differences we're going to kind of see through this game is, you know, for Haven having a freshman pitcher, a freshman catcher, for Silver Lake a junior pitcher and a senior catcher, there's a lot of big difference there in that experience and leadership and being able to call a game.
There goes Liggett, and then the ball almost got away. Now they're going to see Corton, and Haven doesn't even make a throw home. Another defensive mistake by the Wildcats, and it goes down as a stolen base for Liggett. The catcher, Myers, is throwing that to the pitcher, O'Neill, but she didn't catch it cleanly. A throw a little bit high off the tip of her glove. And then Morgan O'Neill, the shortstop, I believe, came up with it. And then I thought she might have a chance to throw it home, but instead she said, you know what, the heck with it, I'm going to eat it. And Corton scores. So how big is the advance from first to second we talked about earlier?
So I don't want to use this term, but it's kind of a circus of events we've seen a lot here, unfortunately for Haven, where you just get a lot of those little mistakes, and then everything just kind of spirals out of control. It just keeps on rolling out of your way. So that's something Haven just needs to kind of find some control. They need to find some composure here because, again, they're shaken. They're rattled. They need to settle back in this game. 5-0, definitely going to be tall to get out of.
Yep, 5-0 Silver Lake. One out. Called strike outside corner to Savannah Windy, who walked and scored in the first. That's three errors and also a couple of mental blunders that don't count as errors, but might as well be called errors for Haven. This one, line drive. Oh, did not get caught cleanly. Neil O'Neill throws over the first. Morgan does, the shortstop, and retires the out. So Windy with a hard hit ball, but it goes 6-3 in the scoring column. Two down. Liggett stays at second. Here's Taylor Zweigert, who hit a fly ball to center field her first time up, and then Haney scored on the overthrow home when Haney was bluffing the tag and score. And Zweigert with a one-hopper, keeping in front is O'Neill, throws, and it's off the first baseman's glove, coming around to third, coming around and scoring without a throw on a slide is Liggett, and the Eagles are relentless on the base pass and at the plate. 6-0 Silver Lake.
It's a continuous thing of mistakes and errors here that are starting to pile on Haven. I mean, it's just one after the other, and Silver Lake, just the ability to take advantage of it, it kind of feels like if they came from a baby situation. They're just getting easy treats, and they are taking them home.
Well, it's been an avalanche that has befallen Haven. 6-0 Silver Lake. 5 hits for the Eagles. 4 errors for the Wildcats, and we still at the top of the second with 2 outs. Haven, remember, coming in 28-2.
Yeah.
They look nothing like 28-2 right now.
I think sometimes that is being intimidated by success, a team like Silver Lake.
Could be. Here is Hyman. Runner doesn't go. We have a courtesy runner over at first for Swagger. That's Kylie Haney, Kalen's younger sister, number 2. But Paige Hyman, sacrifice bunt. Helps score a run in the first. Takes a big swing and misses. Paige O'Neill came on a relief after 3 batters. Avery Bronner, their all-state pitcher, was pulled after loading the bases. Gave up an infield single and 2 walks. But Paige O'Neill, the freshman, came in. Pitch to Hyman. Swing and a miss. And Paige down in the count. 1 ball and 2 strikes. 2 outs. Top of the second. 6-0. Silver Lake. On deck is Riley Moeller. Riley was given a 10-run cushion the other day, 3 runs early. Hyman fouls off to the right. After the first inning, Riley Moeller had 3 runs of support. She was up 3-0. After 2 innings, 6-0. 3 innings, 9-0. That makes it a lot easier on a pitcher. Takes that stress away. And here at State, Riley Moeller hadn't even thrown a pitch, and her team was up 4-0. Hyman fouls it off a little late on a fastball, but spoils the 2-strike pitch.
I think sometimes it helps also, you know, pitching in the bottom order or bottom of the game to start the game, because you know, sometimes your offense already set that tone for you.
Yeah.
And make you a little comfortable.
That's a good point. Paige Hyman, a right-handed batter with 4 home runs. Runner at first, Kylie Haney. Courtesy runner for Swigert, the catcher. And here's a called strike 3. And then they throw down the second. But that was the 3rd out of the inning. Haven wasn't aware how many outs there were. That was the 3rd out of the inning. Hyman strikes out. Silver Lake 2 runs, 2 hits, a couple errors, and they leave 1. At the end of 1.5, it's all Silver Lake. Eagles 6, Haven nothing. Back in 1 minute on 103.9 KMZA.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, welcome back to the Rocha Ballpark here, Rock Chalk Park, University of Kansas. Silver Lake 6-0. We go to the bottom of the second. Here is Paige O'Neill, now the pitcher in the circle for Haven. Right-handed batter, takes a pitch on the outside corner for strike one. Paige hitting 365, four home runs, 37 driven in. She hit a home run in the regional semis, home run in the regional final against Osage City. 5-for-9 in that regional, and then had a three-run double to break the game open to beat Boxer Springs on Monday in Emporia in the first round of this state tournament. Fouls this one off in the netting behind home plate, and Moeller is up in the count, two strikes.
We really don't get a whole lot of chances to talk about this Silver Lake defense, but Moeller, man, she's done a great job staying ahead of these batters, although she's only faced four so far in this game.
Paige O'Neill, in the batter's box, right-handed hitter, chops its foul towards third base. Well, at the end of that last half inning, we found out Haven is really just trying to get things sorted out. Their whole infield defense, including the catcher, didn't know that when Hyman struck out that that was the third out. They were throwing down the second to try to catch a runner that went, who was going on the pitch. And that's not a good sign when it comes to mental focus if you don't know how many outs there are as a pitch misses for a ball. So to say that Haven is rattled would be a gigantic understatement. They are absolutely perplexed. Only good thing for them, it's early. It's the bottom of the second, as this one hit a top the roof to the left beyond the stands here at Rock Chalk Park. One ball, two strikes to Paige O'Neill. Loser of this game will play Jeff West for third tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We'll have that game for you on one of our radio stations, probably 103.9. There's a little blooper just off the glove of Liggett, ranging to her left and center field. So good at bat by Paige O'Neill, the freshman, with the little looping single to center. And that brings up Ella Bontrager, a sophomore, number 10, the second baseman, for Haven. So Jeff West will play tomorrow. They'll be on, like I said, more likely 103.9. Crendon would have the call if it's Jeff West versus Haven. If for some reason Haven came back and won, and it would be Jeff West Silver Lake for third, but the third place game tomorrow at 3. The winner of this game will play Southeast Saline for the championship Friday at 1:30 in the afternoon here at Rocha Ballpark. Right now, you would certainly say that Silver Lake's in good position to be in the championship game for the third straight year. Bottom of the second, 6-0 Silver Lake. They have a courtesy runner over at first with a pitcher. I'll tell you who that is in a moment. Pop up to the right, how to play, and beyond the dugout of Silver Lake on the first base side. And this is Bontrager, the number 5 hitter, and the courtesy runner over there is Brooke Loop, number 5, for Haven, running for Paige O'Neill, the pitcher. Fastball high and away. Haven, 16 players on the roster, 5 seniors, 3 juniors, 3 sophomores, 5 freshmen. Silver Lake has 16 on the roster, 5 seniors, 4 juniors, 4 sophomores, and 3 freshmen. 1-1 pitch on the way from Moeller. Swing and a miss. Pulled the strings with the change. 1-2. Silver Lake 6 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Haven, no runs, a hit, and 4 errors. Loop, the courtesy runner over at first. Righty versus righty matchup. The 1-2, and another change by Moeller. And she jumps up and down excited as she threw a perfect pitch there. The Bontrager strikes out for the first out of the inning. Loop stays at first. That brings up Kaylee Heenehake, junior left fielder.
So I've already seen 2 Ks of the game from Moeller. Her manipulation of the zone is on fire. She's got great changeup, great speed of the fastball. She's just got a great arsenal, and it's been in full display in this semifinal.
This one sprayed foul, and how to play to the right. The Haven team beat Fredonia, Halstead, Osage City in the regionals. Baxter Springs first round of state Monday in Emporia. beat three state qualifiers, Colby, TMP, and Inman, where Silver Lake beat Colby due to run rule Monday in Salina, first round of state, 10-0. 0-1 pitch. Outside, ball two. It's 11 state tournament appearance for Haven. They were runner-up in 16 and 17 in 4A Division II. They were third in 07, 18, 21, and 23 in Class 3A. They never won a state title. School record 28 wins this year. 28-2, the number two seed. But 1-1. This is high, 2-1. Southeast Lena, number one seed, 26-1. They knocked off Jeff West today, 2-1. Southeast Lena waits the winner of this one for the championship. Could be a rematch of the regional final a year ago between Silver Lake and Southeast. Silver Lake won 4-3. Pitch is low and inside. Muller behind the cap for the first time today. 3-1.
So whoever moves on to that championship, they're going to be facing a dominant pitcher in Zerflu. Very strong one up in the circle.
Well, they say in order to be the best, you have to beat the best. And this is the cream of the crop. We're down to the final four across the state in baseball and softball. Pitch just missed upstairs. I know they call that strike. They did call a strike. That was a late call by the umpire. 3-2. No argument, though, from Heaney-Hick. 1-0, 6-0 Silver Lake. Runner at first for Haven. Sun behind the clouds now. Pop up. Chance here. Muller comes over and makes a running catch towards the third baseline. Great job by Muller, who... great anticipation, as there's always that backspin on that softball. And Riley Muller makes the catch on the short pop-up. And she let it go. It probably would have bounced foul anyway. But, boy, if you had a chance to go grab it and catch it, Muller did.
The Eagles have got two foul balls for outs today. And that's really impressive to account to their speed, their ability to get over to those locations, how to play fast, and to turn those into outs.
Riley Meyer steps in to catch her, fouls it back. She's a freshman. Well, this is just the first of two games today for Silver Lake. The baseball team is in the state semifinals. Coach Seeley and his crew, the 8 seed, upset the 1 seed Council Grove 1-0 earlier this week in Emporia. Silver Lake boys will be playing at 3:30 today on 96.9 The Pulse against Russell Victoria in the 3A semifinals. Here's a blast to left field by Myers. It is over the fence. It stays there just inside the foul pole. And boy, did Haven need a jolt of energy. Myers, a freshman, with a two-run homer. She kept it foul down the left field line, and as I said earlier, if there's any wind that's going to aid a ball in the air, it's going to be the left, and that's what happened.
That was the freshman's first home run of the season, coming in a big moment for the freshman catcher behind the plate. And no better moment than that. I mean, this was a Hoya Haven team that was looking for a break. They needed something. Things were just not really going their way in any regard. And to be able to get on to that fastball and blast it out to that left corner, 200, is exactly what Haven needed to try to make this game a little more competitive.
Haven's had some really good swings this inning. They've been just missing them and fouling them off. And then Myers deposits that ball over the left field fence, just right of the 200 sign. Swing and a miss, a fastball outside. And Muller, you just have to shake it off, okay? And I still lead by four. I still have a four-run lead. And when you have a lead, you can throw more strikes, make the hitters beat you, and Myers did win that battle. The 0-1 pitch to Sierra Yoder, a senior, pops it foul to the left late on a fastball. She's the right fielder, number six, for Haven.
It's a beautiful day. Farley Crowdy, we talked about it, mid-80s, just barely any wind touching that left side. So kind of surprised it's our first bomb we've seen today, but definitely a hit needed indeed for this Haven team.
Haven, 20 straight winning seasons, school record 28 wins this year. The 0-2 pitch to Yoder. Ground ball to third. Harris gobbles it up, fires the first, 20th time, and the side is retired. But Haven gets a single and then a two-run homer by the catcher, Riley Myers, and at the end of two, Silver Lake 6, Haven 2 on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they are an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Today's game presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcomm.net and become simply connected. Alongside studio engineer Bobby Enneking, Wade Gerster, and Crendon Prophet with you from Lawrence. Silver Lake 6, Haven 2. Eagles with 5 hits. Haven with 2 hits. Single from O'Neill and then the 2-run homer by Myers. And Moeller chops one, but I think it hit the plate. Might even got a piece of her foot. So foul ball. Riley Moeller single, drove in a run and scored in the 4-run first inning for the Eagles. Open stance, up in the box, right-handed batter. Swing and a miss. Had a rise ball. 0-2. Haven with the black jerseys with the gold stripe across the front and the sleeves, with Haven in black in the middle of that yellow stripe, and then the gold pants, black socks. The 0-2 upstairs. Good pitch, 0-2. Moeller takes it. 1-2. Silver Lake in the maroon unis with the gold pinstripes, gold numerals, lettering, gold socks, the white batting helmets. Kenna Harris is on deck. Moeller fouls it back, and the ball rolls along the netting above us and now rolls all the way back to the catcher.
I'll tell you right now, Haven, they just have to sell things in defensively. They just have that 2-run home run shot first of the season by Myers right there, who's behind the plates for Haven. It's all about how you play defensively right now.
The 1-2, Moeller, pretty good battle against Paige O'Neill. If you happen to just tune in to the broadcast, Haven, outstanding pitcher Avery Bronner, struck out 14 in the first round against Baxter Springs. She only faced 3 batters, gave up infield single, walked 2, and was pulled for a freshman. The pitch just missed. Now, the freshman, Paige O'Neill, is 11-1, ERA 1.84, but Avery Bronner faced just 3 batters, 16-1 on the year. And all 3 of those batters that reached base ended up scoring. All charged to Bronner. The 1-2 is laced in the left field, a base hit for Riley Moeller. She is 2-for-2, and the leadoff batter is aboard again for Silver Lake. In fact, the leadoff batter has been aboard all 3 innings.
Right there, a great display of Moeller and why she bats over 400 this season. Staying patient in the count, you know, it was worked 2-1 there for the longest time, but found that nice located pitch on the inside, ripped it down to the left. Just great awareness there and plate discipline.
So, coming into the plate, McKenna Harris, single drove in a run in the first. Moeller doesn't go, and a good cut. Fouled straight back by Harris. Harris has had some timely hits. A 2-run single with 2 out in the first inning against Colby on Monday to get the offense going. And in the first inning today, as a number 7 hitter, RBI single, that scored Riley Moeller in that 4-run top of the first. Silver Lake leading 6-2, top of the third. 3A girls state softball semis. Harris, fly ball. And an easy catch for the left fielder, which is Kaylee Heaney-Hake. Routine fly ball to left for the first out. And here's Audrey Kirk, senior second baseman, number 23 for the Eagles, who grounded out. I would say grounded out the short, but her ground ball hit Harris. And if the ball hits the runner, automatically the runner is out. So that ended the inning in the first.
So I know that was just a routine fly ball out to left field, but that is pretty huge there right now for this defense. He ain't going to be able to go out there and grab that one.
Moeller after the first behind Moeller. She bluffed to go to second. Now she wants to talk to her first base coach, which would, of course, be Coach Cobb, Russ Cobb. Kirk, ground ball foul, and a nice one-hand pickup with a left hand there by Nick Hamilton, who's in the third base coaching box. The head coach for Silver Lake has been since 2019. All the success Silver Lake has had in all the sports, 15 state championships in baseball, 13 in softball, 10 in volleyball, 8 in girls basketball, 8 in football. 1-1 is bunted in the air and then rolls foul. Good move by O'Neill, the pitcher, to let it roll foul.
That was a great bunt. Tell you what, that actually made that difference right there because Kirk had some real good speed. I don't know if she would have made it safely in the first, but would have at least gotten the runner in the second.
Two balls, two strikes, one out. 6-2 Silver Lake, top of the third. Moeller at first. It's just missed high, and the count's full. So all those championships in all those sports, and even though softball has the second most championships in Silver Lake behind baseball, softball is the winningest program in Silver Lake school history. And if you do the math, it makes sense. Baseball, they had championships in the 50s. Softball didn't start until 1989. And C.J. Hamilton started the program. The 3-2 payoff pitch just missed inside. It's a ball. Throw down to second, but it doesn't matter, as the walk pushes her in from first to second. So Moeller's at second base. Audrey Kirk aboard on the free pass. The first one issued by Paige O'Neill in relief of Avery Bronner. So with all that success, if you had a trivia question that said, the all-time winningest program in Silver Lake, I think a lot of people would say football would probably be the first one that comes to mind. Maybe baseball, volleyball, but it's actually softball. Here's a pop-up right in front of second base. Coming over and making the catch is Bontrager. For the second out of the inning, as Ryan Corton pops up for the second out, number 9 hitter. Back to the top of the order, Kaylin Haney, who single stole base, scored in the first, struck out looking in the second. Runners at first and second for the Eagles. Top of the third, Silver Lake 6, Haven 2. Now, those numbers were as of just a couple years ago, as Kaylin Haney chose bunt, pulls it back, takes a pitch for a ball. But you consider what Silver Lake's done the last couple of years, I'm pretty safe to say it still stands, because 25-7 last year, 2 years ago, 24-3 state runner-up, this year, 26-4. And two of those four losses to a 4A state semifinalist in Wamego, which is low, 2-0. One of those losses was to 2-1A state qualifier Rossville. Two balls, no strikes on Kaylin Haney, Moeller at second. Kirk at first. Pitches outside. Ball 3. And you got Liggett on deck, who's 5-for-5 in this state tournament. The hottest hitter in this tourney. Haney trying to keep the line moving. Let's see if she takes 3-0. She does, and it's way outside. Actually, the scoreboard was off again.
Yeah, there was a very late call on the umpire on that last pitch, and he called it a strike.
The home plate umpire has been late with a strike call a couple of times in this game. So 3-1. I can see how the scoreboard operator press box is. Three balls, one strike. And there's ball 4. So Paige O'Neill has walked 2 in the inning, the freshman right-hander. And that brings up, as I said, the hottest hitter in the 3A state softball tournament. Taylor Liggett, who is officially 1-for-1 today, walked and scored in the first, single stole a base, scored in the second, and she was 4-for-4 with 4 RBIs Monday against Colby.
I mean, that's dangerous to have someone who's right now 5-for-5 in that county or through the tournament, and the bases are absolutely juiced. And it looks like, just like unlike the last time faces juiced situation for Haven, they're going to stick it out here with the freshman pitcher in the circle. There's kind of a small meeting here between shorts, pitcher, and catcher. I just need one more out.
As you said earlier, the catcher is a freshman, but done a good job behind the plate, and the pitcher is a freshman. So this is freshman to freshman. Haven could be really good here the next 3 years. 28-2 this year. Liggett. Low and away. Ball 1. Taylor, a left-handed batter.
One thing I don't want to jinx for Haven is they've been very errorless and mistakeless so far in this half inning. But that could change.
The 1-0. Check swing. Pitch misses. 2-0. Yeah, Haven has not been good defensively. as they appeal to third and say that the hitter did not go, so two balls, no strikes to the Liggett. Hitters count, and now Liggett can be sitting on a pitch, a cookie, because Paige O'Neill does not want to walk anybody with the bases full. Haven, two errors in the first, two in the second. As you said, none in the third so far. A 2-0 pitch to Liggett is low and outside, ball three. And now, Liggett, she's the hottest hitter on the team, but I don't know if Coach Hamilton's giving her the green light here. The base is full, and a freshman struggling with the control all of a sudden. And you still got Windy on deck, who's a really good hitter. A 3-0. Taken all the way, as I thought, and it's a called strike. 3-1.
I think when you're on 0-3, you probably should hold yourself on that, unless you can see something that's really easy to grab. But bases are loaded here. Another ball can walk in this run.
And there is ball four. It's the RBI for Liggett on the bases loaded watch. He still has not been retired in the state tournament. And walking across, stepping on home plate, Riley Moeller. And now we'll have another meeting of the minds in the circle at Silver Lake. They've only had one hit in the inning. There have been three walks. And Liggett walks with the bases loaded. So Kirk goes to third, Killahaney to second, Liggett at first, Moeller scored. Good chance to thank our sponsors of our Silver Lake State softball coverage here from Lawrence Sports Investment Partners, Roofs by Brian, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, Mammoth Sports Construction, Rock Legacy Group, Next Gen Cattle Company. I got cards at Silver Lake. You ever check out that store? It's pretty cool if you're a card collector, baseball cards, Pokemon cards, you name it. Silver Lake Booster Club has been a terrific supporter of the Silver Lake channel we had this year in year one and supporting the Silver Lake Athletics. Great group of people. Doc Rowers State Bank there in Silver Lake, and Silver Lake Community Foundation, who's very involved. In fact, they're going to be a big part of the alumni weekend coming up here in a couple of weeks, in the golf tournament on Friday, June the 12th. So if you want to play in that golf tournament or want to know anything about that and things going on alumni weekend, I'm sure you can contact Mike Kruger and he would tell you and point you in the right direction. So bases are full. Here's Savannah Windy. And the pitch is low, ball one. So Paige O'Neill came on relief of Avery Bronner, and for the most part, done a decent job. I mean,
absolutely.
She's been throwing strikes until this inning.
Just want to reset yourself mentally.
7-2, Silver Lake. There's a called strike. Paints the outside edge. One ball and one strike to Savannah Windy, who walked and scored in the first, grounded out to the shortstop, Morgan O'Neill in the second. 1-1. Good cut. A little bit of movement on that pitch. Got it in on the hands on Windy. Otherwise, that could have been a big-time blow to Haven's chances.
So that'd be really huge here if Silver Lake can get some run, more runs generated, with just two outs also here up on the board.
Well, Haven's got to stop the bleeding now. The 1-2 is upstairs, a ball. You got to feel pretty strongly right now that Haven has any chance when they're down 7-2 in the top of the third. But if they have any chance, they cannot give up any more runs.
No.
Bases full, Windy at the plate, the 2-2.
Line drive to the left. That scores one run. Coming around third and scoring a second run is Kaylin Haney. Kirk scored ahead of her, a two-run, two-out single from the junior left fielder Savannah Windy, and the Eagles go up 9-2 in this state semifinal.
Silver Lake now 4-8 with runners in scoring position. They have had incredible hitting, clutch at bat. And, you know, that's what really it comes down to, is being in the situations with two outs and being able to get that two RBI single. That's what defines this team this season, is being able to make big plays in big moments.
The runners at first and second. Here's Zweigert, catcher for Silver Lake. Pitch upstairs for a ball. Zweigert blew out the center in the first, reached on an error in the second. So over at second base is Liggett. At first is Windy with the two-run single. Zweigert. Pop up right side and unable to get to it. The right fielder, which is Yoder in the second baseman, Bontrager. Nice pursuit, but the ball drifting and spinning to the right. Well, we saw the catcher for Haven, Riley Myers, hit a two-run homer in the second inning. I'll tell you, Swigert, the catcher of Silver Lake, capable. She has seven homers. The 1-1, high. Two balls and one strike. Paige Hyman on deck. Weigert wiggles the light blue bat, which is low and inside. And O'Neill continues to struggle with her command. It was pretty sharp when she came in the first and in the second. Three balls, one strike on the Silver Lake Eagle catcher, senior Taylor Zweigert.
The big of Zweigert can clear these base paths off.
Pop up on the infield. Going back to shortstop, she makes the catch for the third out. But the damage is done. Silver Lake, three runs, two hits. There are three walks, no errors, two left on base. At the end of 2.5, it's Silver Lake 9, Haven 2 on MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They are here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation.
I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m. with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gershon, Crittenden Prophet, back with you here from Lawrence. As Silver Lake, on Monday in the first round matchup against Colby, scored 3 in the first, 3 in the second, 3 in the third, led 9-0 after 3. And here at State, semifinal action is Haven, the 2-seed, Silver Lake, 4 in the first, 2 in the second, 3 in the third. And after 3 at-bats, Silver Lake has scored 9 runs in this game as well. The offense is clicking.
Consistency is key. Consistency will always be key. And Silver Lake right now showing both that front on the offensive and defensive side, being able to keep those bats hot and being able to have more performance stay clean here from the circle, apart from the one home run.
Pitch is outside for a ball from Riley Moeller to the leadoff batter here in the third. It's Aubrey Nickel. She is a junior. The 1-0, and it slurves outside for ball two.
I mean, this game is really just a one pitch away from being a 9-0 game in favor of Silver Lake. So for Haven, you know, it's about chipping away here. And even though being at the bottom of the order with Nickel, just got to work through these tough parts in this matchup.
2-0 pitch. Fly ball, center field coming in is Haney. Dives!
Did she hold on to it? No, she didn't. She had it initially. And then, and now,
oh, no, the runners.
Out, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
The runner, they hit the ball to center, went to first, and then she thought it was caught, left first base, retreated back towards home. Silver Lake then throws the ball in. Their head coach over at third base just is upset and lost his mind over here. Like, he was yelling, what are you doing? Get back to first, because it was initially called an out. Then it was, they saw the ball came free. The umpire said, it was safe. It hit the turf, so a base hit, but the runner at first started going back towards the dugout and is thrown out. I don't even know how I score that in my stat book. I've never seen that in my entire life. I've been doing this for 30-some years. I've never seen that in my entire life.
Yeah, baseball or softball. I was hoping you would teach a 21-year-old a new thing to keep in the scorebook, but I'm not sure what you would put there.
We're learning together on that one. We will try to sort it out as this one's hit foul by Maisie Warden. So Aubrey Nickel, they have not put up a hit on the board. Haven does have two hits, by the way. The scoreboard's off on that. I mean, that is initially a hit, and it hit the ground. You can't call it an error. It was a diving try. Haney almost a sensational web gem. Then she went, and she did touch first base and then came off the back. So to me, that's just a – it ends up being a single. I think you have to score it a single. If she hadn't reached first and you threw to first, it would be like a weird 8-3 put out. But she had went to first and touched it. Here's a fly ball to right coming in and knocking it down. Good shot by Paige Mesa to get by her. Actually knocked it down with her offhand, her left hand, her gloveless hand. So technically back-to-back hits. Warden with a single. Before that was Nickel, but then she was thrown out at first as Silver Lake threw the ball in because she retreated from first and went back down the first baseline back towards home plate to go to the dugout thinking she was out, did Nickel, who's a junior. Wow, what a weird play. Look at that. Just nothing going Haven's way, even when something good happened. As pitch is called a strike to Avery Bronner, who was the starting pitcher and lasted just three batters, did not record an out. She's an all-state pitcher. Struck out swinging in the first for the senior. Left-handed batter. So Haven should have runners at first and second right now. Instead, runner at first. Ground ball back to the pitcher off of Moeller. Doorstop Liggett and doesn't have a play. Bronner with infield single.
You know, if that mistake wasn't made by Nickel, I mean, you'd have bases loaded
yes,
in the area right now.
You'd have bases loaded, nobody else.
And, you know, unfortunately, Haven is on the wrong side of a bingo card right now on all the kinds of mistakes and errors you can make in a single game. And all they got to do is just find some sort of focus, get connected in some way or another to get back on track.
Here's Morgan O'Neill, the senior, ground out the shortstop Liggett in the first. She's 0 for 1, right-handed batter. First and second, one out. 9-2 Silver Lake pitch is high for a ball. Going back to that play where they thought it was caught and it was not caught in center field, the first base coach, you would think, was telling a runner, where are you going? Like, I mean, the coach should be helping over there, too. I don't know what happened. Maybe he said, stay here, and the player didn't listen, and there's a called strike.
I mean,
maybe the coach got caught up watching as well and thought it was out.
Look at that third base umpire who immediately called it.
He didn't immediately. He waited a little bit because he had to make sure that Haney caught it or not. But you're right. He did make it clear that it was a hit. Fly ball, left field, backpedaling in front of the warning track, making the catch is Savannah Windy for the second out of the inning. And we talked about it before. When you get to this level of play, those little mistakes are magnified and turn into huge, huge miscues. And it can cost you dearly. And that situation, it should be bases loaded one out. Instead, you have first and second two out, and you're down 9-2.
And again, it's fine to have one mistake or one mental error through a game, but it has been a multitude of ones here from Haven.
Yeah. This is not one they want to go back and watch the film on. There's a snap for the second. Man, going back, not sliding in. But getting back in time there was Warden. That was kind of lackadaisical getting back to the bags. Almost got thrown out from the catcher back at second.
Got to keep your head up.
Here's Paige O'Neill. Ground ball to third. Harris to first for the third out of the inning. But a weird play prevents Haven from scoring in that inning. They ended up having no runs on three hits, no errors. They strand two at the end of three. Silver Lake 9, Haven 2 on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gerster, Krennan, Bravo back with you here in Lawrence, Silver Lake leading 9-2. Also, a big thanks to some other sponsors, including Giant Communications, Community National Bank, Lamberson Construction, Integrity Insurance, Chris Gross Construction, Allstate Insurance Agency, Brian Green Agent, Bob Janitorial, Morton Buildings, and Community Healthcare System. And today's game presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcomm.net and become simply connected. Here's Paige Hyman to lead off Silver Lake's top half of the fourth. They lead 9-2. Four runs in the first, two in the second, three in the third. Hyman takes a fastball outside for a ball as, guess what? Bronner's back on the mound. Avery Bronner back into the contest.
Yeah, you're kind of wondering when the All-State senior pitcher was going to get her chance back in the circle. They're only facing three batters in that top of the first. And
she's back out there. Yep, as Hyman fouls it back. So Paige O'Neill went three innings, six hits, six runs, three walks, two strikeouts. Bronner, so far, is her second stint on the mound. No innings, didn't get an out, one hit, three runs, as she walked a couple batters. All three batters she faced scored in the first. Fastball upstairs, pretty good velocity. Paige Hyman, a sacrifice bunt to score a run in the first, struck out swinging in the second against the freshman O'Neill. Bronner is a senior. Now, you were talking about the mental part with Bronner, which we'll get to in a moment as the pitch misses inside. I thought you made an interesting point.
Yeah.
What's her mental state after being an All-State pitcher and being pulled after three batters in a state semifinal?
That's just tough. I mean, that you'd figure, you know, you'd have a lot of confidence and trust to be a coach to write that out, that situation now. You've probably been in a lot of jams like that before. So to be in that situation, and again, that's just hard to say. I mean, I don't know if it's really what that comes down to as a coach-to-player relationship, but you'd figure in most situations, most of these other teams, when their pitcher's in these jams, they write it out. They trust their senior leader, and right there, that's just not a display of trust. And putting them back in this game down by seven, it's just a rough situation to come into.
Yeah, I think you put it pretty well there, and I think there's two things to think about. One, the head coach, Darren Ashworth, is sitting here going, I can't let this game get away in the first inning with the bases loaded, nobody out, and my pitcher just threw eight straight balls, and I got to get somebody to come in and throw strikes, which he did with the freshman Paige O'Neill. She threw strikes, but Silver Lake hit those strikes. I think the second part of the equation that makes it even dicier is the fact that you bring her back in.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to know you're pulled from the game in the first inning of a state semifinal and like, you know what, I just didn't have it. I may even understand that coach pulled her. Maybe she doesn't understand it or don't like it. But on top of that, now you're trusting her to go back out there, wipe that away after getting pulled after three hitters.
Because, I mean, you're a coach, you probably see something in the warm-up, and that might make you change a little bit. I mean, yeah, you see both pitchers in the warm-up. You see both of them pitching. You might say, okay, you know, you're going to be the one who starts, but, you know, I'm seeing that this other one is looking pretty clean or pretty nicer, so if need be, I can put her in. But to then remake that swap, that's where it gets a little tricky here.
Allie Burgos is a pinch runner for Paige Hyman over at first. So Allie Burgos is running over at first for Paige Hyman, who reached on a walk. Moeller down in the count after fouling two straight back. This fastball's high. The throw down to second, and Burgos has a stolen base. Burgos, a freshman, and she was a state qualifier as a wrestler this year. Had a heck of a freshman season on the mat. So 1-2 the count on Moeller. So Bronner comes back a second time. She struggled to control to start the game, and then she walked the leadoff batter here in the fourth.
Yep.
The 1-2. Pop up, left side. Shortstop says, I got it. Morgan O'Neill in fair territory catches it. Boy, she got blinded by the sun there. She's trying to regather her bearings. She looked right up in that sun. She's not in shades. And she's been blinded by the light, as the song would say. So a pop-up for Moeller. She's out to the shortstop behind third. One out. And here is McKenna Harris, who singled and drove in a run in the first and flew out to the left fielder, Heaney Hank, in the third.
That was also a nice play by O'Neill, being able to coordinate the third baseman and get behind her and make that play with no collision.
One of the things you see more of in softball than baseball is a shortstop going all the way behind third to make a catch, because your third baseman is coming in so far on what they think might be a bunt attempt. And so thus, that shortstop has a lot more area to cover than a baseball shortstop would, at least behind third.
And just like in both sports, they command a lot of the infield.
One ball, no strikes to McKenna Harris, senior designated player. He's been playing third so far in the postseason. Pitch misses inside for a ball. And Bronner's still trying to find her command. He walked Hyman. Allie Burgos ran for Hyman, stole second. Moeller popped up to the shortstop. 9-2 Silver Lake, top of the fourth. The winner gets Southeast Wayne for the championship Friday at 1:30. The loser will play for third against Jeff West tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Jeff West losing a Southeast Wayne 2-1, a really good baseball or softball game. Southwest had two players thrown out at the plate in that game. There's a drop ball that falls in there. 2-1. Nice pitch. That's the best pitch Bronner's thrown so far.
Yeah, she just has to build up that confidence, just be able to, you know, keep this train right on track and be able to keep finding that strike zone, manipulate those pitches inside.
Harris, a right-handed batter. Pops it up. There's a little bit of room. Catcher comes over and makes a great snag. Myers avoided the first baseman, which was Cooprider, and Myers with the two-run homer, the only offense for Haven so far in the game, makes a fine play behind the plate, catching the pop-up near the netting.
That's a great job on Myers, the freshman, being able to have that recognition, get that elm quickly off and go make that play with a snag.
So two down, and here is Audrey Kirk, who hit a ground ball that hit the base runner Harris for the third out in the first, walked and scored in the third. Fastball misses outside, 1-0. Silver Lake, four runs, three hits in the first, two runs, two hits in the second, three runs, two hits in the third. They have nine runs, seven hits for the game. Haven, four errors, two in the first, two in the second. That helps Silver Lake's cause. The 1-0, and fouled straight back, and hits the top of the press box with a big thud as we hear.
I think it's still rolling up there,
I think
too.
It is. I'll look if you're going to climb and get it. Are you going to climb and get that?
If you boost me up.
No, right, you better not trust me on that. Talk about a drop ball, man. A drop broadcaster. KP is down. Drop the broadcaster. A 1-1 pitch to Kirk. And foul tip. Play is dead. Runner cannot advance. All right, Corton is on deck. Haven, their two runs in the second on a two-run homer. Just inside the foul pole down the left field line by freshman catcher Riley Myers. And then Haven had three hits last inning, but one of the weirdest plays you ever see that turned a hit into an out as there goes the runner to third, and it's not even a throw, and I don't know if anybody said anything about anybody running. We tell our kids, you better be communicating, shortstop, whoever, going! And I don't think Haven was ready for it. So Virgo steals third. She stole second.
Unfortunately, that lack of communication continues here, and it struggles.
A 2-2 pitch is outside, ball three to Kirk. And you don't say this very often, but that's dangerous nine-hitter on deck in court.
Well, I think you can say dangerous hitter about everyone in the order.
True. Usually your number nine hitter, you don't say dangerous with power, but Corton does have that. You said it in the pregame, Silver Lake is deep, 1-9. The payoff 3-2 pitch is high for ball four.
That is an incredible take by Kirk on that full count.
It really is. So, Hyman led off the inning with a walk. Burgos came in the pinch run, stole second, stole third. Bowler popped up the short. Harris popped up the catcher. Now Kirk walks. Runners at first and third for Mariah Corton. Singled, stole a base, scored in the second. Popped up the second baseman, Von Traeger, in the third. So she's one for two, and she is capable of blasting one over the fence.
I think Silver Lake's due for their first extra base hit of the game.
And then the pitch is called a strike. Well thrown by Bronner. Well, I will say this. Bronner's not going to be pulled again in this game.
I would be so surprised.
Yeah, she's going to pitch the rest of the game, whether it ends up being a run rule or we go seven. Good cut by Corton. Right back into the netting. So, advantage Bronner, 0-2. Bronner coming off a complete game win against Baxter Springs, and she struck out 14 batters. 16-1 on the season, a senior with a school record 77 wins. But she has just not had her best stuff today. The 0-2 to Corton. Chops back to the pitcher. Bronner has time over the first to retire the side. So, Silver Lake, no runs, no hits. There were two walks, no errors, and two left on base. To the bottom of the fourth. Silver Lake 9, Haven 2. This is State Softball from Lawrence on 103.9 KMZA and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow. There's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Lawrence. Pittsburgh Colgan leading Frankfurt in the 2-1A baseball semifinals of Manhattan, 4-0. Colgan with a lead over Frankfurt. First pitch swinging, and this one hit a mile high and out of play down the left field line over the fence. Off the bat of Ella Bontrager, a sophomore, struck out swinging in the second against the starting pitcher Riley Moeller. Rossville will play for third tomorrow in 2-1A, and it could be against Frankfurt, as Rossville lost to TMP earlier today, 6-2.
It was pretty rare Haven in the last inning. He had three consecutive hits, yet produced no runs. I don't know if you get that much often.
And didn't leave the bases loaded. If you're tuning in, it was a fly ball to shallow left center. Kaylin Haney dove. It looked like she had a catch initially. Then the ball squirted free. The umpire alertly said safe, as in it's a hit, not an out. The runner that hit the batter, hit the ball, went to first, stood on first for a little bit, and then started going to the dugout thinking she was out, and they just threw behind her and got her tagged out. As an infield single by Bontrager. And there's a little bit of energy from the Haven faithful. That is the sixth hit I have down for Haven. Fourth in the last two innings. They had two runs on a two-run homer by Myers, the catcher, in the second. 9-2 Silver Lake in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, Corden unfortunately just lost that between her laces right there, but was able to get a decent throw on time to first, but unfortunately the runner was just too fast and beat it out.
So here's Heaney Hake, a junior, popped up to the first baseman back in the second. Actually, that was the pop-up to Moeller, the pitcher. I knew I wrote that down wrong, so it was Moeller who made that catch on third baseline. One ball, no strikes on Heaney Hake. 0-1. Runner at first is Bontrager. 9-2 Eagles. Bottom of the fourth. Called strike. 1-1. The Southeast Lean won today 2-1 over Jeff West. They'll move on to the championship in 3A softball. They have never won a state title. They were runner-up in 0-3. The Southeast Lean's won 23 in a row. A 1-1 pitch from the junior Moeller is fouled straight back and off the catcher's mask into the netting. Southeast Lean and Silver Lake played in the regional championship a year ago. Silver Lake won 4-3. Silver Lake then, of course, went on to be runner-up to Frontenac. Jeff West, a couple of things that were just bad luck, I thought. Jeff West could easily won that game. Jeff West now will play in the third-place game tomorrow at 3 o'clock against the loser of this Silver Lake-Haven game. Off-speed pitch is tapped foul to the right by Heaney Hake. Pretty good battle here. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Runner at first, 9-2. Silver Lake. So that's a look at the 3A softball bracket. The 2-1A girls softball semis will be tomorrow here from Lawrence. Dexter Cedarvale is the number one seed. They'll play 11 a.m. against Pittsburgh Colgan. St. Mary's Pittsburgh Colgan out of Pittsburgh, Kansas. Mission Valley will take on Uniontown, another semi tomorrow at 1. Mission Valley ended Rossville's season earlier this week, 5-0. Rossville Lady Bulldogs finished 22-8. Swing and a miss! What a pitch! Just on the outside part of the plate, borderline, you got to swing at it. You can't fake it. 1-2. And just perfect location by Moeller. So one down. Just the third strikeout of the game for Riley Moeller.
Yeah, Moeller's been really on the canvas today. Just Picasso being able to hit those corners just right.
So one down, runner at first. And stepping in now is Riley Myers, the freshman catcher, hit a two-run homer down the left field line over the 200-foot sign here in Lawrence at Rock Chalk Park. And she hits this to center, but Kaylin Haney has a beat on it. Now she'll throw back to first, and they almost got a double play. Barely getting back, head first slide was Bontrager. That was a heck of a throw by Haney coming forward to make the catch, and a great one-hand scoop off the bounce there by Hyman and nearly got the double play. The Myers hit it well again, but she's allowed out, two down, and here's Sarah Yoder, who grounded out to the third baseman Harris in the second. She's 0 for 1.
That seems pretty simple, but it was a good thing that Von Trigger was just able to get back to first base bag.
Bowler wearing number 7, a junior. Swing and a miss, and then the ball gets off the glove of the catcher, Zweigert. I guarantee you, Taylor not happy with herself on that one. Ends up being a pass ball. Runner goes to second. Silver Lake baseball team, number 8 seed, looking for their 16th state championship. They are 17-11. They will play Russell Victoria, who's the 4 seed at 23-5. That's coming up at 3:30. About an hour from now on 96.9, the Pulse from Kansas State University. Brandon Tadman will have the call for you. Also misses outside for a ball. Girard and Burlington, the other 3A boys semifinal, later tonight at 5:45. Girard into Jeff West season at 24-3 with a 6-1 victory Monday over the Tigers. 1-1 pitch is outside, about a foot, 2-1 to the left-handed batter, Sierra Yoder. 2-1A state boys baseball. TMP beat Rossville today 6-2. TMP the 1-seed 29-1 in the championship tomorrow at 6:40. Rossville will play for third tomorrow at 3:30. The 2-1. Swing and a miss, pulling the string. Nice change up by Moeller. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Let me correct myself. TMP will be playing in the championship Friday at 6:40 at Kansas State University. Rossville will play for third tomorrow at 3:30. Rossville's 24-5. The 2-2 pitch from Moeller is popped out of play behind us. Staying alive is Yoder. So Rossville will play the loser of the Frankfurt St. Mary's Pittsburgh Colgan game. As we said, Pittsburgh Colgan leading 4-0 at the moment over Frankfurt. So it could be Frankfurt, Rossville, a couple area teams playing tomorrow for third in Manhattan in 3A baseball. Or in 2A baseball, I should say. TMP in the championship against the winner of Colgan Frankfurt. The 2-2 missing outside, and the count's full. 3 balls and 2 strikes.
So if there's anything good about the Silver Lake defense, this is just the third opportunity of the game where Haven has had a runner in scoring position. Right now they are 0-2. So we kind of talked about Yoder having this nice at-bat. Well, she's got to finish it out here on the 3-2.
3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, runner at second. 9-2 Silver Lake, and pitches low, a ball, and ball 4. So that is the first walk given up by Riley Moeller. She only walked 1 in the first round of state on Monday in Salina against Colby. The runners at first and second with 2 down, and here's the number 9 hitter, Aubrey Nickel, and she's the one that hit the fly ball to center that Kayla Haney almost caught, and then after she was on first base, decided to go back towards the dugout because obviously she thought she was out. She wasn't. I don't know if a coach told her to go to the dugout or if coach told her to stay and she didn't hear that, but weird play. And so Silver Lake threw the ball all the way back into the outfield, and then the hitter Nickel tried to get back to first as she was going back down towards home plate to go around home and go to the dugout on third base side, and she was tagged out. And I had never seen that in 30 years covering baseball or softball or watching as a spectator. Never seen a play like that before. So we went ahead and scored it a single because it was a single, and then she was thrown out, oddly enough, between home and first.
it was a wild situation. Also, what's a true sophomore comes in as Chrissy runner on second base kind of late there.
Aubrey Nickel is in the batter's box, takes a pitch on the inside corner for strike 1. So we got the new runner, as you mentioned, at second. 9-2 Silver Lake, bottom of the fourth, 3A girls state softball semifinal from Lawrence. Southeast Saline waits the winner. Line drive through the middle, base hit. Haney has it. Haney guns it home, Zweigert there. So no one scores on the hard hit ball. Nickel almost hit it too hard because the runner from second could not score. So Bontrager moves to third, Yoder to second, Nickel to first. 7 hits for Haven, just 2 runs a show for it. And here is Maisie Warden, the senior, who singled her last time up, flew out the left in the first. She's 1-for-2. Warden, first-team All-Stater a year ago, 100 RBIs in her career, 160 runs scored, 145 hits. Pitch is low for a ball. Nowhere to put Maisie Warden.
Well, here's the head coach of Haven. I think there's no better time to be aggressive. I'm telling every player in the top of the order to be aggressive. So that's what Silver Lake's got to look out for. I mean, this team is bases loaded, even though two outs, I mean, they're going to be looking to hit here. So Mueller's got to really lock in here to have this jam.
Pitch is high for Mueller, so now she's having a little bit of a problem with her command. You have the runner, the pinch runner over at third. That is Jordan Spencer, number three. Over at second is Yoder, and at first is Nickel. Bases full, two out, bottom of the fourth. Ground ball to short off the glove of Liggett and in the center field. That scores one, and that's all it'll score. Quickly getting in is Kaylin Haney. And we will be, we're always somewhat conservative and nice when it comes to hard hit balls like that, so we're going to call that a hit for Warden. And an RBI. Third hit of the inning. Scoring with Spencer. Yoder the third, Nickel the second. And now Swigert wants to go out and talk to her pitcher, Riley Mueller. Three runs in the game for Haven. And now eight hits, three hits in each of the last two innings.
And since there were 200 RBIs on the season, back-to-back hits with a runner in scoring position. I mean, this is the kind of rail that they want to ride on right now, especially with two outs. It's a two-out potential rally, but Silver Lake's just got to put it down.
Avery Bronner's hit four home runs this year, 13 in her career. If she hits a homer here, it'd make it 9-7. Bases are loaded. 9-3 Silver Lake, late on a fastball. This is Bronner's third at-bats versus Mueller. The more at-bats you get against a pitcher, the better read you typically get. That's why in the big leagues nowadays, you, especially in the playoffs, postseason, they don't let your starting pitcher get to the third time through the order. The 0-1. Line drive, past the third baseman Harrison in the left field. One run scores. Wendy quickly gets it in. Another base hit, this time from Avery Bronner. That scores Yoder. And it's 9-4.
They're looking pretty fortunate in these last couple of hits. They've just been kind of these short singles, you know, that haven't rallied in more than one run through. But now you're going to see a mound meeting here for Silver Lake because it's just one run or one out. You just need one out here to. Yeah, this jam with bases still loaded.
Von Trager single to start the inning, and then Heaney Hake struck out. Myers flew out to center, so there's a runner on first, two out, and all of a sudden Yoder walked, Nickel singled, then Warden with a single in RBI, Bronner with a single in RBI. As we said, third time for Mueller to face this Haven order. And now Morgan O'Neill steps in, who's 0 for 2, but hit the ball hard both times as Russ Cobb, assistant coach, out to talk to his junior pitcher and the entire infield. Today's game presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcomm.net and become simply connected. So, you're sitting there for a moment thinking, oh, Silver Lake holds them down. Silver Lake scores a few runs in the fifth. Might be have a run rule after five because it's 15 after three and 10 after five. Now, suddenly, with one swing of the bat, Haven could be down one. And Morgan O'Neill's capable. Six homers this year. 21 in her career.
It goes to tell you, no matter how many kind of mistakes you make, no matter how many errors, it just takes a few pitches, a few hits to get you back in the game, especially when all that happens early on.
So a critical juncture of this game. 9-4 Silver Lake, bottom of the fourth. Haven scored two. There's a strike painted perfectly inside third of the plate by Mueller. Morgan O'Neill, 21 homers in her career, so she is certainly capable of sending one over the wall. Two outs, bases loaded, 9-4 Silver Lake. Mueller comes home with the 0-1, and it's a pop-up behind short, going to be a tough play. It drops, the base hit. That scores two. It's 9-6, Silver Lake. Nickel scores. Warden comes across the plate to score. Four runs plated in the inning by Haven. Five hits. And that's a two-run single for Bronner. And that brings Paige O'Neill, a freshman, to the plate. This is the ninth batter to come to the plate this inning. 9-6 Silver Lake. And believe it or not, Paige O'Neill represents the tying run. If she hits it out, we're tied.
Haven has four fourth runs in scoring position this inning. They are hitting clutch all of these hits and runs coming in with two outs.
So we saw a low-scoring game in the first semifinal. Southeast Wayne beat Jeff West 2-1. Now we have a high-scoring affair in the second semi. Pitch called a strike, off speed from Mulder.
Again, right now, all it is about is control. It's about just finding some comfort and being able to get yourself right back on track. And Mulder has just needed to get this one more out to get this game right back on track for Silver Lake.
The 0-1 pitch to Paige O'Neill. Popped up behind home and rolls up and then back down the netting. Well, Paige O'Neill, she's been clutch. Four homers this year. Had a homer in the regional semi win over Halstead, a homer in the regional final over Osage City, three-run double that blew the game open Monday against Baxter Springs, and here she is at the plate. Runners at first and second. She represents a tying run in the bottom of the fourth. Silver Lake leads 9-6 over Haven. The pitch by O'Neill, a little bit ahead of that one, jammed and hits over the dugout to our left down the third base side.
Just can't get rattled here for Silver Lake. You've been rattling Haven all day, and this is the first time we've seen a kind of a swap in momentum. For Mueller, you just have to be dialed in here and get this final out.
This pitch better not be too fine. 0-2 can waste one or two. And it's popped up left side. Wendy running hard. Can she get there? She can't. Boy, great effort by Wendy. Down the left field line. So able to stay alive is Paige O'Neill. Paige O'Neill came in relief of the starting pitcher Bronner after three batters. She went three innings. You have six hits, six runs, walked three, struck out two, and then Bronner back into the game.
Well, I said it coming up to the top of the order for Haven is that, you know, head coach Ashcroft for Haven is going to want these batters to be aggressive, and aggressive they have been. And even down 0-2 here, I could imagine O'Neill not continuously to swing.
The 0-2 is high, 1-2. You do have a base open, albeit third base. Bontrager is on deck, and she's the one that started this inning with a single and scored. Paige O'Neill certainly the more dangerous of the two between her and Bontrager in regards to power. The 1-2 pitch from Riley Mueller on the way, and then it's ripped foul again. Out of play to our left. Well, that was an off-speed pitch that O'Neill was able to just keep her hands in and just spoil. He was jammed. Quite the battle. Freshman for Haven trying to come through. Mueller, Silver Lake pitcher, ready. The 1-2. Popped up. This could be trouble, but Kayla Haney says, I got it. And she does, ranging over in a shallow left center, makes the put out to end the threat. But Haven does score four on five hits. There were no errors. Two left on base to the top of the fifth. Haven's back in it. Silver Lake 9, Haven 6 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With you for this Girls 3A State Softball Semifinal. Southeast Lane winning earlier today over Jeff West 2-1. Southeast in the championship game, looking for their first ever State Softball Championship on Friday at 1:30. They will play either Silver Lake or Haven, as Haven with four runs in the fourth to make this game interesting. It's 9-6 in favor of Silver Lake. Silver Lake at one point in time led 9-2. Frankfort trying to rally in the 2-1A boys State semifinal in Manhattan. At the end of five, Pittsburgh Colgan 4, Frankfort 3. Frankfort was down 4-0. So far, our two area teams we had on the radio both lost. Rossville boys baseball team lost to TMP 6-2. Jeff West girls lost to Southeast, as I referenced, 2-1. The Silver Lake baseball team will play later today at 3:30 for Manhattan. That will be on 96.9 The Pulse. And Silver Lake, we thought they would cruise to a victory the way things were going, but now things are a little bit more interesting as the pitch misses for Bronner outside for a ball.
Well, like you said, partner, if you're going to make mistakes early on in the game and you get it correct. And right now, Haven has been on display of that. They've been playing pretty good in this last inning, but they got to keep that going. And Silver Lake, of course, just didn't get those bats hot again.
Ball strike on the outer third. 1-1 to Kalen Haney. Kalen, single, solo base, scored in the first, struck out looking in the second, walked and scored in the third. Silver Lake led 4-0 after one, 6-0 going into the bottom of the second. And that's when we talked about the only good thing you could say for Haven, despite all the mistakes they were making, was that it was early. And here we are in the top of the fifth, and Haven has cut a 9-2 deficit down to 9-6 as Kalen Haney takes another strike on the outside edge. 1-2. Bronner, their star pitcher, although their freshman's pretty good too, Bronner was pulled after three batters, now re-entered the game, the pitch. Haney pops it up center field. It'd be an easy play, and it is for Maisie Warden. Best way to get Kalen Haney out is for her to hit it in the air. Because if she hits on the ground, she's almost always going to beat out a throw to first. So, one out. And here is Sailor Liggett.
As I said, all Silver Lake has to do here is get their bats hot. You're swimming top the order, the two or the three, and then you'll have to clean up and swagger it. So, you know, you just have to leave that last inning behind you defensively and start new here offensively.
Here's a called strike. Bronner's starting to find her groove, and if she does, Haven's got a chance in this game. He has some control issues early, and that's why she was pulled for the freshman, O'Neill. Liggett is 1-for-1. She's walked twice, scored twice, stole a base, has a single, has an RBI. She walked with the bases loaded last time up. She hits this well to center field, but backpedaling, making the catch is Warden. So, two outs. Both recorded by the center fielder. And here's Savannah Windy, who walked and scored in the first, grounded out to the shortstop in the second. Single drove in two in the third. And Bronner, as I said, starting to find that rhythm, find that release point, the arm angle, hits the outside corner again, 0-1. Big difference between working ahead and working behind the hitter as a pitcher. Because in the first inning, Bronner was behind everybody. Now, this inning, she's been ahead in the count. As this one fouled back by Windy, 0-2.
Yeah, I don't want to say a lot of that confidence, again, comes from your offensive sparking life. And I think, you know, you have a spark, that fire kind of carries over. And then now you kind of light another bonfire here on the defensive side. And you just got to keep it going. Silver Lake, they got to distinguish that fire. Also, those two great plays out from the outfield, center fielder, and Warden helps this trend roll.
Fastball outside. Good location on 0-2. See if Windy would chase. Savannah with three home runs on the year. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Top of the fifth, Silver Lake 9, Haven 6. Swing, a miss and a change. And Bronner's fired up, and that's what I'm talking about. Silver Lake retired in order. And the momentum is certainly on Haven's side now. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Silver Lake 9, Haven 6 on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is Giant. Giant Pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go Giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow. There's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, what looked to be a possible blowout route, even a run rule in the state semifinal, has turned into an interesting contest. to the bottom of the fifth. Silver Lake 9, even 6. Fastball outside from Moeller. Haven has 10 hits, and there's 6 runs. Silver Lake, meanwhile, has 7 hits on 9 runs. So Haven has out-hit Silver Lake.
Also 4 of 7 with runners in scoring position, going 4 of 5 in that last inning. All those runs coming in with 2 outs. And again, right now I'd say that Haven is going to try to put their foot on the gas and not let it go. Silver Lake's got to be a brick wall here, and they've got to let them crash and not come back down.
Fly ball, Liggett had a late jump, now goes back and catches it over the shoulder, and then bumps into Windy.
I really love that play right there from Liggett, just be able to get that out. I mean, that's a hard play to make, you know, triangle. Seen a couple of those today get loose, but right there, that play, it's small, but it's the small things that get things back on track.
Well, that leadoff batter is so important.
It is.
And Bontrager led off the 4-run fifth with a single. 9 batters came to the plate. Bontrager leads off the fifth, pops up to the shortstop Liggett, as you mentioned, a pretty nice play in shallow left field, going backwards from her shortstop position. Here is Heaney-Hake, and this is a mile high. Kaylin Heaney says, I've got it, with the shades on, and she ranges to her right and makes the catch. This is exactly what Riley Moeller needs, is a quick inning.
It puts a lot off her arm. Her arms, I mean, you look at that last inning facing 9 batters and then also all those counts going pretty heavy. So, again, you know, if you have a short, quick inning here is what you need to build confidence, but also, you know, give a little break there for your pitcher.
Here's the catcher, the freshman Riley Myers, hit a 2-run homer that made it 6-2 back in the second. Flew out the center. Her last time up, takes the pitch, fastball outside, ball 1. Haven has never won a state title, runner-up in 16 and 17 in 4A Division II. They've been third 4 different times in Class 3A. 1-0. Just missed 2-0. Silver Lake, meanwhile, of course, has a rich history. 13 state championships, 6 state runner-ups, including the last 2 years, the Frontenac. There will be a new champion in 3A girls softball this year. Frontenac knocked off in 8 innings in the first round by Jeff West. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Riley, a little extra oomph on that fastball. You can hear it into the mitt. 2-1. Silver Lake coming in with an 8-game winning streak. They're 26-4. Won the Big East League title 18-2. Haven, school record 28 wins. They're 28-2. They're the 2 seed. Silver Lake the 3. Pitch just missed a little bit low and inside. 3-1. Haven playing in the Central Kansas League. They've won the league title 6 of the last 8 years. Silver Lake's won the Big East League title each of the first 2 years the league has been in existence. The 3-1 from Moeller with 2 outs. Swing and a miss. 3-2. I tell you, Riley Moeller has fire. Absolute fire. I mean, in her belly. She's a competitor. She made it to state in wrestling. And she was fired up as she a perfect drop ball there. Swing and a miss way out in front was the batter, Myers, who hit the homer earlier off of Moeller. The 3-2 is ripped into left field, a base hit. But Myers has hit Moeller very well from the number 7 spot in the lineup.
And a 2-run home run back in the second. I think the only batter today that's gotten 2 hits off of her. And Warden, so 2 batters.
Yep. And Bronner now has 2 hits, too. But Haven's starting to get a beat on Moeller the more that they see her. They've hit the ball pretty hard, especially, really, the second time through the lineup, you started to see that. And then Myers hit the blast that stayed fair over the fence inside the foul pole and left. So this brings up Sierra Yoder, who grounded out the third baseman Harris in the second, walked and scored in that 4-run fourth. Bottom of the fifth, 9-6, Silver Lake. Couple of plays. Here's a ground ball to second. Gobbled up. Throw to first. Kirk has no problems throwing out the runner. And Moeller works around a 2-out single at the end of 5. Silver Lake 9, Haven 6 on MSC Sports Radio Network.
I Got Cards in Silver Lake is open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays and 12 to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Bring your sports card collection to trade night on the first Saturday of each month, 5 to 9 p.m., with all-you-can-eat pizza and a drink for just $10.
The Silver Lake Community Foundation, empowering Silver Lake's future generations, bridging the gap between great ideas and necessary funding. They're here to ensure your donations directly impact the causes you care about and to ensure that every dollar you give makes a tangible difference in our community. Go Eagles from the Silver Lake Community Foundation.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is Giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go Giant. Sign up today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We go to the top of the sixth, Silver Lake. After scoring 9 runs in the first 3 innings combined, they have scored nada, zilch, back-to-back goose eggs in the fourth and the fifth. Haven with 2 in the second, 4 in the fourth to make this an interesting, entertaining game. 9-6 Eagles. 3A state semifinal from Lawrence. Big Jayhawk out in center field on the turf. As Swigert swings and fouls it straight back in the netting. Jayhawks stenciled here behind home plate in white, outlined in blue. Of course, the KU baseball team hosting a regional. Of course, College World Series is in Omaha. Wouldn't that be something if the Jayhawks could make it to Omaha? A little ways off, but they won the Big 12 title and they won the Big 12 tournament championship. The 0-1 is high. 1-1 to Swigert, who flew out the center first time up, reached on an error in the second, popped up to the shortstop in the third. She's 0-3.
So what they call the heart of the order for a reason. This is the part of the order where you can find some life. And again, just still ahead by 3, but you need to add some insurance here as they've been creeping back in these last couple innings.
Frankfurt down to their final at bat. They trail Pittsburgh Colgan 4-3 at the end of 6 in the 2-1A baseball semifinal in Manhattan. Winner gets TMP for the championship Friday. Loser will play Rossville tomorrow afternoon. Swigert leads the team in home runs and RBI. 7 homers, 40 ribbies. The 1-2 is low and inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Runner started, faced 3 batters. Was pulled for the freshman, Paige O'Neill, who went 3 innings, and then Bronner came back in for the fourth. The 2-2. Check swing, and side corner, strike 3. Swigert knew it, but that's a perfect pitch, because Swigert can't pull the trigger on that. Caught looking.
Now back-to-back strikeouts for Bronner, the first time getting back-to-back days on this game for a pitcher from Haven. So we talk about confidence levels, and right now that should be a confidence builder for that senior pitcher.
Yeah, she's bounced back nicely. Here is Hyman, or Eisball that misses outside. Hyman, sacrifice bunt in the first, struck out swinging in the second, walked in the fourth, and then Burgos came in as a pinch runner, stole second and third, but was stranded there. 1 ball, no strikes to the senior first baseman for Silver Lake, number 5, right-handed batter Paige Hyman. This one well inside. Paige was a middle blocker and hitter for the state volleyball team that went 46-1 for Silver Lake and won the state title, the 10th in school history. And she was the forward post player for the basketball team at 28-1, a school record for wins in a state championship, the 8th in school history. There's a swing and a miss for the changeup. And Paige is going to take her talents, play volleyball at Highland Community College next year.
A lot of great talent actually goes there from our local area. They do a lot of good scout recruiting from nearby local schools.
2-1 the count on Paige Hyman. 4 homers on the year. And the umpire takes a little bit of a time to call a strike on occasion. That one he held an extra second before calling it a strike on the off-speed pitch that painted the inside corner. That was a great pitch. Once again, that's unhittable if you can establish the inner part of the plate. 2-2. To Hyman. She goes inside again. 3-2. That's just smart by Bronner. I mean, keep going inside where you tie up the hitter. But you got to be able to throw that for a strike on occasion or it's just going to be walk after walk. She's been able to do it this inning. 1 out. 3-2 the count on Paige Hyman. 9-6 Silver Lake, top of the 6th. And there is ball 4. So Paige has walked for the second time today. That's the 5th walk issued by Rahner to go along with a couple of strikeouts. Rahner with 14 Ks in the first round win against Baxter Springs on Monday in Emporia. David won that game 8-4. So Hyman over at first, and here's Riley Moeller, junior pitcher. He singled twice, an RBI, a couple runs scored, popped up through shortstop last time up. Ball gets away, Hyman takes off, and Hyman is in standing up. There was a pitch inside that handcuffed the catcher Myers, couldn't hang on to it. The page is at second. A pinch ran for earlier with Burgos. If you pinch run for her again, then Hyman has to depart. That's why there is no runner for her at the moment. 1-0 pitch to Riley Moeller. Hit well, but out of play to the right. 1-1. Silver Lake, they start 5 seniors, 2 juniors, and 3 sophomores. Nick Hamilton, the head coach, in the 7th season. Took over in 19. Of course, there was no season back in 2020 due to COVID, and that was the season Silver Lake was the favorite to win the state championship with the team they had. A 1-1. Moeller fouls it straight back. 1-2. Good cut at a fastball. Silver Lake also had a really good team that didn't win a state title back in 2010. They were undefeated, but lost in the first round in 4A in 2010 to Buehler 2-0. The 13 state championships, 6 runner-ups, and one of their best teams didn't even get out of the first round. And sometimes it's matchups, a dominant pitcher you face, a little bad luck. As Moeller rips it in left field, a base hit. Hyman had to make sure the ball got through, but she can't score from second. Riley Moeller with her third single of the game. She's 3-for-4. And Silver Lake now has an opportunity to add some insurance.
Yeah, that was a big hit there by Moeller. And the reason why is because that was the biggest drought there for Silver Lake, where they had a runner in scoring position but not had to record a hit. They had 3 straight opportunities before that where they'd leave one. So, again, right there, that's a big hit. Hopefully that juices up the Eagles a little bit here. Runners down the corners and only one out.
So we'll see if they send Moeller to second, see if she can steal second. Hyman over at third. Harris is 1-for-3. RBI single in the first. Flew out to left in the third and popped up to the catcher in the fourth. There goes Moeller. Harris swinging. Fouled it straight back. And Moeller retreats to first. Want to avoid the chances of a double play, although it's a lot harder to turn double plays in softball, but can be done. Silver Lake 9 runs, 8 hits. Haven 6 runs, 11 hits. The 0-1. Moeller does not go. And the pitch misses. 1-1. Paige Hyman over at third, Moeller at first, outfield playing straight away, regular depth, infield playing regular depth as well. Rahner brings it home, right-handed pitcher, and it's popped up behind home and into the stands in the fourth row. 1-2. Earlier you had the battery combination of freshman pitcher Paige O'Neill and freshman catcher Riley Myers. Now you're back to the senior and Rahner in the circle.
That probably eases up a little pressure there from the freshman catcher.
Yep.
To do so much.
1-2 to McKenna Harris. And Harris skies it right side and just out of the reach of the right fielder and first baseman trying to track it down in foul territory down the right field line. So Harris able to stay alive. Audrey Kirk, Silver Lake's second baseman, is on deck.
I just realized that Bonner doesn't actually have a call sheet like most pitchers do, typically on their glove arm. So she's making a lot of these calls herself with that catcher.
The 1-2 is a line drive.
Oh, to the shortstop's head, just off the glove. Moeller round second. She's going to try to get to third. She does, and in the second is Harris. So Harris, an RBI single, advances on the throw to second. That scores Paige Hyman and McKenna Harris. Once again, with a clutch hit, she had one Monday against Colby in the first inning with 2 outs, had one in the first inning tonight, and now an RBI single gives Silver Lake a 10-6 advantage. And on top of that, Moeller's at third, and at second is Harris. The runner's in scoring position with just one out, and Audrey Kirk coming to the plate.
And now you're just going to get a small meeting between Morgan O'Neill and Brawner, but again, quickly exchanged, courtesy runner coming in for Silver Lake out at second. This is, again, a big opportunity for runners on second and third to get some insurance, because we all know any insurance is good insurance here in softball.
It's actually going to be a, yeah, it's going to be a pinch runner here. Peyton May, who's a flex player, is coming in to run at second for Harris. Weigert, the catcher, Moeller, the pitcher, but Moeller running for herself. They could have had a courtesy runner for Moeller. Moeller's over at third. Kirk takes first pitch high from Bronner. So Silver Lake, much needed insurance run, and they certainly don't want to stop there. 10-6 Silver Lake, top of the sixth inning. Runners at second and third with just one out. A pitch to Kirk. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Raya Corton on deck. Right-handed batter is Kirk, hitting 368. The 1-1, Kirk trying to bunt, and bunts it straight back, 1-2.
I like that strategy to look for that bunt here. She was looking down that right line. That would really make a hard play for the catcher to probably come up for it. That could let that runner out on third, come around and score. So I like the play here in the decision. You go on the 1-2. Let's see what she tried to do.
The 1-2. That one outside. That was a waste pitch to see if Kirk would chase. She did not oblige. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1 out. Top of the sixth inning. 3A state semifinal. Silver Lake looking to add to a 10-6 lead. The pitch. Oh, good cut by Kirk. She was on it. When you foul it straight back in the net, you have a pretty good cut. 2-2. Crucial point of the game for Haven. They can't afford to be down any more than 4. This pitch, over but high, and to the chagrin of the Haven faithful. So the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes with Corton looming on deck. Kirk's walked twice. Called strike 3. Kirk watched that one right down the pipe. Chest high strike. Down looking goes Kirk. That's the third strikeout for Bronner. And now here's Mariah Corton.
Yeah, definitely don't blame Kirk there for just being patient there and just trying to see if she can draw the walk and get the bases loaded here for Corton.
There's a second, third, 2 out for Corton. Swing and a miss. Mariah. Single to stole base in the second. Popped up to the second baseman Bontrager in the third. Grounded out to the pitcher. In the fourth, 1-3.
I know a 2-out scenario at green light yourself. Be a little more aggressive here, bottom of the order, with Corton, one of the top batters on the team.
Runners will go in contact with 2 outs. Swing and a miss. Corton's ahead of both pitchers. She's hitting dead red fastball, and Bronner says, I'm not giving you a fastball, and I don't think she's going to give her a fastball here either. We shall see. If she does, it's going to be out of the zone. The 0-2. Is fouled back. It was a fastball in the outer part of the plate. Corton was able to cover it. Morden is in center. Yoder in right. Peeney Hake in left. Nickel at third. Morgan O'Neill at short. Bontrager at second. Coop Ryder at first. Myers, a freshman, behind the plate. Bronner, a senior, in the circle. 10-6 Silver Lake. Looking to add to it. Corton steps out of the box. Over at third is Riley Moeller. Who singled. At second is Peyton May, as Corton was all over that fastball. I just don't think throwing her a fastball is a good idea. Bronner got away with that one. If this is not off speed, I will be stunned.
He is going right at her, and I think Corton's having fun with it too here on the protected 0-2. Yeah, I think she's just going to keep herself green lighted and keep swinging.
It's a fastball. Better be out of the zone. Oh, there is the changeup. Called it. Off speed. Bronner pulls the string with the change. And Corton was sitting on the fastball, and Bronner set her up perfectly for the third out of the inning. But Silver Lake does get an important insurance one. 1 run. They had 2 hits. There were no errors and 2 left on base. To the bottom of the sixth, Silver Lake 10, Haven 6 on MSC Sports Radio Network.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure
you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Stockgrower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stockgrower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Lawrence. Wade Gershner, Crinden Prophet with you to the bottom of the sixth of this 3A girls state softball semifinal. Riley Muller's pitch is outside for a ball. That was a long half inning for Silver Lake. They end up just getting one run, a couple of hits, left two on base. Silver Lake is stranded eight. Eagles with 9 hits and 10 runs. Haven has 11 hits, 6 runs. Silver Lake led 4-0, 6-0, 6-2, 9-2, 9-6, and now 10-6. There is Aubrey Nickel, swing and a miss, 1-1. Well, Nickel is 2-for-2 with 2 singles, but was thrown out between home and first on a fly ball to left field, left center.
Still looking back on that, and that was...
Still shaking our head, aren't we?
Still confused.
A diving attempt by Kaylin Hain. Here's a swing and a miss at a change. Kaylin almost got it. The umpire saw the ball, squared it free. Nickel had already reached first. Thought she had a single. Then she apparently thought she was out. Started going towards the dugout. Believed the field. Silver Lake alertly threw to first, and they tagged her when she was off the bag. So she was out. The 1-2. Grounded the short. Liggett has it. Fires. And time. 6-3 goes to play. Always important to get the leadoff batter, and that's what Muller was able to accomplish there. Solid play at short by Liggett. And here is Warden.
I saw back-to-back innings where Liggett has a nice play to start and get out the leadoff batter. And again, that's what you want to do. You just want to be able to get that first out and to keep that continuity going through.
A ground ball just fouled wide of third. So our area teams today, it's been a tough day so far in the semis. Jeff West. Softball lost to Southeast Lane 2-1. Rossville lost to TMP 2-1A baseball 6-2. And Frankfurt loses 2-1A baseball semi to Colgan 4-3. This is hit hard to left field, and Whitney is able to hold it in! A smoke cone down the left field line! And Kaylin Haney comes over with a big hug to greet her! That saved extra bases. What a pick-me-up. Another web gem for the Silver Lake defense. Windy patrolling left to perfection.
Is her nickname Superman? Because, oh, my gosh, that was an absolute leap and grab on that left line. That was the web gem needed here to build some more confidence back into this defense.
So here's Avery Bronner, a senior. She takes the pitch for a strike on the outside corner. Well, if Wendy doesn't make that play, it's one out, you have a runner at second, and then you get to the 2-3-4 hitters, the meat of this order for Haven. Instead, it's two out, nobody on. As the head coach, Darren Ashworth, his 18th year from third base, name was out of strike.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast.
10-6, Silver Lake. And now asking for time to stick around the batter's box, a left-handed batter. Avery Bronner. She has 13 homers in her career, 4 this year. The 0-1 for Muller. Ground ball to short. Liggett has it. Throw to first in time. And it goes down as a 1-2-3 inning. Riley Muller getting it done in the circle. At the end of 6, Silver Lake 10, Haven 6 on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here's your Kansaland radio listening area forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Paul Trombley. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 85. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight, lows level off around 62. That's your latest forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Paul Trombley for the Kansaland radio listening area.
Back with you from Lawrence as Silver Lake leading Haven 10-6. The Eagles three outs away from moving on to the state championship game for the third consecutive year and for the 20th time in school history. Top of the order for Silver Lake, top half of the seventh for the Eagles, Kaylin Haney, Taylor Liggett, Savannah Windy. Anybody gets on, Taylor Zweigert. Silver Lake four in the first, two in the second, three in the third, one in the sixth. Haven, two in the second, four in the sixth. Avery Bronner back into the circle. Right-handed pitcher for Haven. Haven in the black jerseys with the gold strap across the middle with Haven in black. The gold pants, the black socks. Silver Lake in the maroon unis with the gold pinstripe numerals and the gold socks. White batting helmets as Kaylin Haney takes a pitch inside and high. Ball one.
Yeah, excluding that second inning, that fourth one was the only one where Silver Lake's defense, you know, just wasn't on par with what the rest of the game has been. But, man, Silver Lake has really calmed down here in these last two innings. And with some chance to add some insurance here, it gives them a big opportunity to get to that state championship.
Runner behind in the count, 2-0 to Kaylin Haney. Kaylin, the prototypical leadoff batter. She knows how to get on base. She can bunt. She just wants to slap the ball on the ground to work. She'll beat it out 9 out of 10 times, the 2-0. And she runs up in the box and takes the pitch for a ball. 3-0. Today's game presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcomm.net and become simply connected. The 3-0 pitch for Kaylin Haney, a left-handed batter. Shows bunt, pulls it back, called strike, 3-1. Haney Haken in left, Warden in center, Yoder in right, Morgan O'Neill at short, Bontrager at second, Cooper Ryder at first, Nichols at third base for the Haven defense. Wildcats 28-2 on the year. Freshman Riley Myers behind the plate. Center fielder shading a little bit to right center, which is Warden. Kaylin Haney takes this pitch for a strike. Just did paint the outside corner. Silver Lake fans did not agree. Mick Hamilton does not argue. The head coach for Silver Lake at the third base coach's box. The 3-2. And Kaylin slaps it foul and out of play to the left side. Dirt infield here at the University of Kansas on their softball field, and then the rest of the field is turf put in by Mammoth Sports Construction. Mammoth, one of our sponsors throughout the year on the Silver Lake Channel, and for all of our teams that are at state, they have been sponsored our radio coverage. We appreciate them. The payoff 3-2 is low. One hops the catcher, and Kayla Haney down the first with a walk, and she has 24 stolen bases on the year, including one today, and she's a threat to go and get into scoring position. Here's Taylor Liggett. Now, Taylor, very disappointing at bat last time where she finally was out. She was 5-for-5 in the state tournament, but she flew out the center in the fifth. She walked and scored in the first, single stole base, scored in the second, walked, drove in a run with the bases loaded with that walk in the third, and then flew to center in the fifth. So she is 5-for-6 in the state tournament, 4-for-4 on Monday against Colby with 4 RBIs, including a bases loaded clearing double. Takes the first pitch for a strike. Kaylin Haney, Taylor Liggett, Savannah Windy, the top three batters, all bat left-handed for the Eagles. Kaylin does not go from first, called strike to Liggett. She's down the count 0-2. Silver Lake has stolen 99 bases. They've only been caught 5 times all year. We talk about how aggressive Southeast Lean is and their success rates on bases. Silver Lake's is even better. Bronner gets the sign, comes home. Fly ball, center field, backpedaling, and making the catch in regular depth center is Maisie Warden, an outstanding player, All-Stater a year ago for Haven. So Liggett flies out the center for the second time in today's semifinal. Here's Savannah Windy. Savannah walked in, scored in the first, ground out the short in the second. had a big hit in the third, a two-run single, and then struck out swinging in the fifth.
I think without saying her amazing play, she just had defensively in that last half inning.
Here goes Kaylin Haney, catcher late and coming out of the caution throw, and Kaylin Haney with a stolen base. It's not a great pitch to handle for the catcher, Myers. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. Savannah Windy's made a couple of real good catches, one early in the game near the left field wall in foul territory, but the last one, which was in fair territory, down the left field line, over-the-shoulder catch, little snow cone, kept it in the webbing. That was a heck of a play. Saved extra bases. The 0-1, swing and a miss by Savannah. Chased one outside the zone. 0-2. Well, as a pitcher, you like to, but you can't strike everybody out. So you need somebody to play defense. You need your team to make a few plays at least. And Silver Lake has done that. Remember, Haven had two errors in the first and two in the second. Her defense was sloppy. As Wendy rips one into right center in the gap, all the way to the wall it goes. Rounding third and scoring is Kaylin Haney. Wendy comes through on defense, and now it's a play, an RBI double, and the Eagles are up 11-6.
That perfect placement there on that pitch to hang one out to that center right spot. Wendy just absolutely getting a hold of it, blasting it out. And again, any insurance is good insurance. It gives sort of like now a fun 5-run spot potentially before going to the bottom of seventh.
Every insurance agent that heard you say that agrees with you. Any insurance is good insurance. I like it. And we have some companies and businesses that are tied to the insurance industry as sponsors. So well done. 11-6, big hit by Wendy. Here's Swigert. Swigert hits at the center field, but Warden has a beat on it, makes the catch. Wendy tags, throw down the third. Wendy does not advance. And Swigert hit it hard, but right at Warden, the center fielder, for the second out. But remember, this inning started with what? A leadoff walk. You get the leadoff batter on, who knows, but then on a walk, and with Haney, and then she stole second, scores on the base hit, the double by Wendy in the gap to right center. Wendy has three RBI. She is 2-for-3. And pitch a strike to Paige Hyman. Paige sacrificed bunt in the first, struck out swinging in the second, walked in the fourth, and walked and scored in the sixth. 11-6, Silver Lake, Haven down to the final three outs. Eagles would like to tack on another one or two. Hyman, this one, dropping into center field. Wendy read it all the way on two outs. Don't even have to read it. And she scores. Now a snap throw, the first ball gets away. Hyman is saved. RBI single for Paige Hyman. And Savannah Wendy going on contact with two outs enabled her to score. And the Eagles have two hits and two runs in the top of the seventh. And they've doubled up the score on Haven 12-6.
Here's a good stat line for you. Silver Lake now 8-16 with runners in scoring position, 50% there in that regard. That's really impressive to be able to have that many at-bats with a runner in a spot to score and be able to come away with it. Clutch hitting today, this is already a team that knows how to hit. Be able to hit in those situations where you need to, that's something that the Royals can get a play from.
Fastball inside to Riley Mulder, the junior pitcher, is 3-for-4. Three singles, two runs, scored an RBI. Hyman over at first. Her first RBI of the game. 12 runs, 11 hits now for Silver Lake. 6 runs, 11 hits for Haven. Pop up right side towards the on-deck circle. Diving for it and almost coming up with it. Great effort by Carly Cooprider, the first baseman for Haven.
Yeah, she's been the flex today, but she's really good at playing that first base back.
You need her glove to be about 2 inches longer, and she would have made that play. She has a pretty big glove as it is over there at first. Of course, you got your first baseman's glove instead of a regular glove when you play first. One ball, one strike. Mulder pop up. Mulder running down first and catching foul territory is Bronner. She makes the catch for the third out of the inning. But Silver Lake plates two runs, two hits, no errors, one left on base. To the bottom of the seventh, Silver Lake three outs away from going to state championship for the third year in a row. Silver Lake 12, Haven 6 on MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorrocklegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Locally owned and operated, Roofs by Brian literally has you covered. In addition to roofing, they specialize in seamless guttering, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and a track record of proven success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting the job done right. No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Visit their website, roofsbybrianks.com, or their Facebook page, Roofs by Brian, covering most of Northeast Kansas, including Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To the bottom of the seventh, Silver Lake, three outs away from punching their ticket to the state championship game for a 20th time in school history. Short fly ball, left field, Wendy coming in and makes the play like she normally does. And Morgan O'Neill retired on the first pitch to start off Haven's bottom half of the seventh.
Just two more outs to get. Man, this Silver Lake defense, they have been looking pretty pristine here in these last couple innings.
Silver Lake, 12 runs, 11 hits, no errors. Haven has 6 runs, 11 hits, 4 errors. So stepping in is the freshman Paige O'Neill, designated player. She pitched 3 innings today. A little pop up right side and towards the Silver Lake dugout into the netting. Well, you look at the Eagles and what they did in the state tournament so far, and that is jump all over the opponent from the very beginning of the game.
Yep.
3 runs against Colby in the first, 3 in the second, 3 in the third. Today, 4 in the first, 2 in the second, 3 in the third, led 9-2. Haven made it interesting at 4 in the fourth and made it 9-6. Silver Lake comes right back with 1 in the sixth and 2 in the seventh, 12-6 Silver Lake. Haven actually at one point, as it called, strike for Muller to Paige O'Neill. At one point, Silver Lake had the tying run at the plate, 9-6, in that bottom of the fourth.
Yep.
So give Haven credit. It was a train wreck of a start for him, to be quite frank. But they bounced back and made things interesting. Some teams would have given up. There's a fastball inside, ties up O'Neill. She swings and misses. And Silver Lake is now 1 out away. Just a 4 strikeout for Moeller. She has walked just one, so her control's been pretty good. Haven, a good hitting team. Here's Ella Bontrager, Haven's last chance. 12-6 Silver Lake, bottom of the seventh, 2 down. Bontrager, right-handed batter. Moeller, right-handed pitcher. She brings it to the plate. It's low and inside for ball one. Gets stopped by Swigert. Swigert, the catcher. Paigeheimen at first, Audrey Kirk at second. Sayla Liggett at short. Third baseman, McKenna Harris. Left field, Savannah Windy. Kayla Haney in center and Peyton May in right. And man, has Wendy been spectacular defensively in left. A 1-0 pitch from Riley Moeller. Swing and a miss and a pitch outside. 1-1, got her to chase. So Bontrager struck out in the second, singled and scored in the 4-run fourth for Haven, popped up to the shortstop Liggett in the fifth. 1-1 the count. The pitch. Popped up behind the catcher. Swigert can't get to it. And the Wildcats of Haven down to their final strike. They have never won a state championship in softball, and it appears they'll have to wait at least one more year. They've been to state 11 times, runner-up twice, third 4 times, but never have they hoisted the state championship trophy. Silver Lake's done it 13 times, but haven't since 2018.
Well, here's the crowd excitement from the Eagle side, the right side, slap for that 1-2 count.
The 1-2 delivery is fouled off. Good battle. Nice job of the sophomore Bontrager. Haven, 20 straight winning season, school record, 28 wins this year. Start 5 seniors, couple juniors, a sophomore, couple of freshmen. We'll do it all over again. The 1-2 pitch. Moeller brings it home. And that one gets away and hits the batter. Moeller says, I'm okay. Shakes it off. Lost her on a 1-2 pitch. That's the first batter that Moeller has hit. Riley coming in with an ERA of 1.68, 123 Ks. Now she has given up 6 runs today, including a home run. The Myers, the catcher. Now here is Kaylee Heaneyhake, a junior, number 6 hitter, 0 for 3 today. Bontrager lead over at first. Moeller delivers. Pitch over but high. 1-0. On deck is Riley Myers, who hit the two-run homer off Moeller in the second. The 1-0. Strike on the inner third.
There's been a lot of moments in this game where I think Avenus had a lot of pressure applied, but there's probably no pressure than right now with two outs and down by six, and you got to give it all you can give here in this bottom of the seventh. I mean, that way has to be heavy on every single batter. You have to step up here and try to get this done.
Boulder is ready. Comes home to 1-1. Popped up right side. In play. Paige Hyman blinded by the sun, and it lands just wide of first base, right behind first base, about a foot foul. Normally, Hyman's going to make that catch, but she does not have any shades on. She has a mask on at first base, and so she got blinded by the sun, it looked like, and it dropped foul. Well, Haven down to their final strike again. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the seventh, Silver Lake 12, Haven 6. Silver Lake the 3 seed, Haven the 2 seed.
There's that crowd getting right back into it.
Moeller is ready. She fires it home. The 1-2 is low and in the dirt. Runner moves up to second. No big deal there. Silver Lake not interested in worrying about Bontrager when you have a 6-run lead. Bontrager to second on the wild pitch. Riley Moeller just needs one good pitch to end this. 2-2 the count. Nene Hake at the plate, right-handed batter. Moeller is ready. Fly ball, left center. Kayla Haney on her horse, makes the catch! And Silver Lake is going to the state championship for a third straight year! Your final score, Silver Lake 12, Haven 6, a high-scoring affair. We will be back to give you all the numbers and recap this and look ahead to what's in store tomorrow and Friday on our radio station. Silver Lake Lady Eagles moving on. One win away from earning their 14th state championship in school history. Back after a 2.5 minute break on 103.9 KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction. Concrete by design.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, today's game has been presented by Giant Communications. Some teams win with speed, some with strength, but the best win with connection. Giant Communications believes the same thing. Join the Giant team today by visiting giantcomm.net and become simply connected. For the third straight year, the Silver Lake Eagles softball team will compete for a state championship. Last 2 years have been so tantalizingly close. 2 years ago, lost to Frontenac 3-0. Last year, the heartbreaker, 9-2-1 to Frontenac. They won't have to do a Frontenac again. Frontenac got knocked out first round by Jeff West. Instead, it'll be Southeast Saline looking for their first ever state championship. And they've been to state 19 times, but they're 0-18 in getting state championships. Silver Lake, meanwhile, this is their 29th appearance, and they'll be going for their 14th state championship. They've also had six runner-ups as Silver Lake in the state final for the third consecutive year. Thanks to a win today in the state semis over the two-seed Haven by a final of 12-6. And Silver Lake didn't waste any time jumping all over the Wildcats as Silver Lake scored four runs on three hits, helped by a couple of Haven errors in the first. Riley Moeller with an RBI single, McKenna Harris with an RBI single, Taylon Haynes, Taylor Liggett, Savannah Windy, and Moeller all scored. And Silver Lake would tack on two more in the second. Liggett reached a single. She stole a base, eventually scored, and Corton scored as well after singling to lead off that inning, the number nine hitter. The two runs, two hits in the second, couple of errors, and it was 6-0. Silver Lake with the lead going to the bottom of the second. Haven would get a two-run homer from their freshman catcher, Riley Myers, to make it 6-2. Silver Lake offensively went quiet. Actually, in the third inning, Silver Lake came right back. Three runs on two hits, and key hits in that inning. Liggett with an RBI with a bases loaded walk, but the big hit of that inning was a two-run single by Savannah Windy. And Silver Lake led 9-2 at the end of three. But Silver Lake did not score in the fourth or the fifth. Haven did score four in the bottom of the fourth with five hits. And they made it 9-6, and they had runners at first and second and the tying run at the plate. But Riley Moeller was able to work out of the jam. Good defense behind her. And Silver Lake led 9-6 at that point. Eagles then would get one in the sixth to add some insurance, made it 10-6. Two more in the seventh, make it 12-6. Savannah Windy with an outstanding play in left field late in the game to prevent any kind of rally getting started by Haven. And it was Windy with an RBI double. Hyman an RBI single to account for the two runs in the seventh inning. Harris with a clutch RBI single for the one run back in the sixth. Silver Lake 12 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They stranded nine. Haven, 6 runs, 11 hits, 4 errors. They stranded 6. Myers had the 2-run homer. Avery Bronner had a couple of base hits. Maisie Warden had 2 hits, an RBI, and a run scored. Moeller gets the win on the hill. 7 innings, scattered 11 hits, 6 runs, 1 walk, struck out 4, hit 1 batter. Bronner, senior, went 4 innings, and she ended up giving up 5 hits in her 2 stints as pitcher. 6 runs. Walked 6, struck out 4. So Paige O'Neill came in as freshman after the first 3 batters reached 2 via base on balls. O'Neill, the freshman, came in 3 innings, 6 hits, 6 runs, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. But it was a wild way to start the game when your all-state pitcher gives up an infield single, walks the next 2 batters, bases loaded, nobody out. Krenn and I couldn't believe it that their starting pitcher was pulled. They went to a freshman who's had a great year in the circle, 11-1 with ERA under 2. And trying to minimize the damage, but the damage was pretty much already, it wasn't done yet, but it was set up to explode. O'Neill did the best she could, and then Bronner came back in the fourth and pitched the final 3 innings. But it was too little too late as Silver Lake wins it to improve to 27-4. Haven falls to 28-3. Haven will play Jeff West for third tomorrow at 3 o'clock, which you'll be able to hear that one on 103.9 KNZA. And Southeast Saline will take on Silver Lake for the championship on Friday at 1:30 here from Lawrence. And that game, we'll find out what station that'll be on. It'll either be on 103.9 KNZA or 96.9 The Pulse, but we have time to figure that out. You had the numbers with runners in scoring position. Both teams did a pretty good job with runners in scoring position today.
Yeah, both teams hit 50%. You had Haven, who are 4-8, and then you had Silver Lake, really impressive. 8-16, and that number is a really good number to have. Again, not just that, you know, get in half of those numbers, but also to have 16 be in that position to score and then be able to come through with 8 hits in those situations. I mean, we kind of talk about every single hitter in the order. You could really dissect anyone here. Everyone participated. Everyone contributed here today in some way or another for Silver Lake, and that attributes this team's success. I said it in the pregame. It's hard to beat success. It's number three. It took down the number two because of their culture, because of what this team has been defined as. And early on, you saw the difference. And I think coaching in this game is a team, a Silver Lake team, was very ready to play this game. Mentally, they were locked in. They were focused. They knew who was going to be in what role and what role they were going to execute in. And I think Haven just, it took them too long into this game to get things figured out. Even if you do take away those mistakes, I think Silver Lake still overall played the better game. And I think that's what makes it important, that even you wipe out 80% of those mistakes, this is still, you know, a pretty solid 3-4 run game that Silver Lake wins by because of the relentlessness, the willingness, and the determination of these girls. They've already been able to win multiple other state titles this season. Heck, why not another?
You know, it's interesting. I've talked with many Silver Lake fans and people I've gotten to know over the last couple of years, and my favorite phrase that I use when I talk to them, and they take it as a compliment, and it is a compliment, and I say, you are spoiled rotten. and they know it. I mean, we talk about, they've had over 70 state championships at Silver Lake with all the sports combined. It's insane. It's also insane that you have 15 state championships in baseball, but they haven't had one since, I think it was 13. So they've had, God forbid, a 12 or 13 year drought, and they very well could win today and then be, when they're 16th come Friday, over in Manhattan. The softball team has only existed since 1989. That's not really a long, long time. 37 years, they've been to state 29 of the 37, and 1 year doesn't count because COVID didn't have a season. So 29 out of 36 years they've made state. And out of those 29 times they've made state, they've won the state title 13 times. They've been runner-up 6 times. And, oh, by the way, they are going to be the runner-up or state champ for a 20th time combined coming up on Friday. They hope it's the 14th state title, not the 7th state runner-up. And they're going to face a team that, let's face it, the last couple of years they've faced Frontenac. Frontenac's had won titles before the last 2 years. Defending state champ last year, went 9 innings. Now you're going to face a Southeast Lean team that hasn't been in that situation. 03 was the only time they got state runner-up in Southeast. They've number one state title. They've been to state multiple times. They were not in state a year ago because Silver Lake beat them in the regional final in a heck of a game. 4-3. Paige Hyman had the game-winning hit. So that's going to be a wild rematch of a regional final from a year ago between Silver Lake and Southeast Lean. Coming up on Friday at 1:30, Southeast is 26-1. Both teams so aggressive on the base paths. They both put the ball in play. They've got really good pitching, outstanding defense. And it's going to be a fascinating matchup coming up on Friday. Southeast trying to get their first ever state title. Silver Lake trying to get their first since 2018. And I will say this, too. Nick Hamilton, head coach of Silver Lake, he's been a part of state championship teams as assistant coach and all that. But as a head coach, 4 times they've been in state championship. Now this will be 5. Second place in 19, second place in 21, second place in 24, second place last year. I know it would mean a ton for him to be added to the history at Silver Lake winning state titles. Bob Craig won 5 as a head coach, Brad Wilmatt 2, Dave Boxberger 2, Mark Workman 4. Nick Hamilton's been so doggone close all these times, and now they're 1 win away again.
Wait, talk about it. It's not those little things, and that's what decided Jeff West not going to the state championship compared to Southeast of Saline. It was those little plays. It was those plays that were decided by inches. We already thought, and you also mentioned the Silver Lake, they swept Jeff West earlier this season. I mean, this very well could have been a Jeff West Silver Lake Big East matchup in the state title. So, you know, I'm not just being positive, being realistic here. Silver Lake has a big and real chance here to win the state championship this year. Zerflu looks like a great pitcher in the circle. I'm not going to take away. She's only given up now 6 earned runs on the year, over 100 strikeouts on the season as well. But you kind of look at that game and dissect, you know, some of those plays. I mean, you look at this lineup 1-9. There's a lot of depth here. This is going to be hard for Zerflu to try to get out of. I mean, even if you're going facing just the bottom of the order, I mean, you're still going to be in a tough time, and that's different. So I think, you know, a team like Southeast Sicily, you know, they don't play that hard of a schedule throughout the season. Most of their hard schedules and games are non-league, regional, and also in the state level. So I think Silver Lake has a real big chance to add that 14th title.
Well, I think you would say they're the favorite, although Southeast Sicily's won 23 in a row. They're 26-1, but since Silver Lake's been here so many times, I think that would perhaps be why people would pick Silver Lake to win that ball game. And here tonight, you know, for the second straight game of state, they jumped all over the competition, as we talked about, and that relaxes your pitcher. What happens on Friday if Southeast is a team that jumps out 1-2-0? how will Riley Moeller and Silver Lake handle that? Because I can pretty much assure you Riley's going to be the starter coming up on Friday in the championship against Earth Blue. By the way, hitting stars tonight for Silver Lake, Savannah Windy, 2-for-3, 2 runs scored, 3 RBI. Riley Moeller helped herself at the plate. She was 3-for-5, 3 singles, 2 runs scored, an RBI. Kayla Haney, 3 runs scored, 1-for-3 at the plate. Taylor Liggett with a couple of runs and an RBI as well. So Silver Lake wins. Let's go ahead and recap what's taking place today, and then we'll get out of here for you on 103.9 and MSC Sports Radio Network. So as Crinden mentioned, Jeff West falling today to Southeast Lane 2-1 in what was a really well-pitched game between Ash and Swin of Jeff West and Carly Zerflew of Southeast. But Southeast with a run in the fifth was different. 2-1, Southeast won it. They're 26-1. They haven't lost since early near the Clay Center. Southeast, the 1 seed, will take on Silver Lake, the 3 seed, who wins here today 12-6 over Haven. Silver Lake 27-4. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock on 103.9 KNZA, I would figure that's where we'll have it. Jeff West, Crindle, will have the call here from KU. Jeff West, 22-7, will take on Haven 28-3. I will have the championship for you on Friday at 1:30 between Silver Lake and Southeast Lane, either on 103.9 or 96.9, the Pulse. We can also tell you that 2-1A boys baseball state over in Manhattan, TMP knocked off Rossville 6-2. TMP goes on to the championship to Friday at 6:40 in Manhattan. Rossville played for third. They're 24-5. They'll face Frankfort for the third place game at 3:30 tomorrow. That game could very well be on two of our stations, 96.9 the Pulse and 92.1 KMVA, as Colgan got by Frankfort today 4-3 in the other 2-1A state boys championship. So you got two private schools. You got Pittsburgh Colgan and TMP. They're going to play each other for the championship in 2-1A boys baseball. And then 3A baseball coming up. Girard and Burlington later tonight, 5:45. Winner goes on championship Friday at 4 o'clock. Loser plays for third tomorrow at 5:45. And the Silver Lake Eagle fans are not done cheering yet today. Soar, Eagles soar. Fly, Eagles fly. Silver Lake, the 8 seed, knocked off the 1 seed the other day. They're 17-11. You can hear them face the 4 seed Russell Victoria on 96.9, the Pulse, our sister station, and the free MSC radio app at online, mscsports.net. That game should be starting here in just a little while from Manhattan. Brandon Tatman will have the call there. Silver Lake wins. They'll play for the championship at 4 o'clock on Friday in Manhattan. They lose. They'll play for third tomorrow at 5:45. So the best-case scenario for Silver Lake fans, hey, let's have our girls win the championship at 1:30 in Lawrence. And then when we're done, we can immediately listen to the radio and cheer on, or maybe hustle over somehow, some way, get over, catch the last part of the game if Silver Lake's in the championship of the baseball game at 4 o'clock on Friday. Originally, it was all going to be here in Lawrence, but since KU baseball is so doggone good this year, they had to move the baseball state championships to Manhattan for 4-3-2-1A. So Silver Lake fans now divide and conquer, unfortunately, whereas that had been in Lawrence, originally, maybe you could have seen both games. That's assuming and theoretically saying if Silver Lake wins today. Russell Victoria is a good baseball team, so Silver Lake, if they lose, Silver Lake would play for third tomorrow at 5:45, and then Silver Lake fans could watch them play in Manhattan and then watch the championship on Friday. Trust me, Silver Lake fans want nothing to do with the third place game in Manhattan tomorrow, but we will see what happens. Final thoughts, Crinden, before we let everybody go.
Yeah, it was a great game overall. I talked about it. You can't beat talent. You can't beat success. And this today was success. And another good S word to use, your standard. It's a standard set by the program to go and be in a state championship every year. And just like you said, it's an opportunity for the head coach for Silver Lake to get his first ever title and his fifth ever state appearance with the team and to get the team still 14th. So, again, I reckon they have a really good shot on Friday. And fly, Eagles, fly. They got a good chance also to send their baseball team to state championship, too.
Absolutely. Once again, your final scores today here from Lawrence. It was Southeast Wayne 2, Jeff West 1, Silver Lake 12, Haven 6. Haven and Jeff West for third tomorrow afternoon at 3, and Southeast Wayne Silver Lake for the 3A Girls Softball Championship Friday at 1:30 here from Lawrence. For our studio engineer, Bobby Anakin, Wade Kirschner saying goodnight along with Crinden Prophet from Lawrence. Big thank you to all the sponsors you heard throughout the broadcast here today. Without them, we couldn't bring this coverage to you. If you have a chance to thank them, please do so on our behalf. Good day from Lawrence. Silver Lake moving on to the championship on Friday.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.